This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
Jesus, you still here? To the show. We've got a show coming up for you over the next 2 hours, between 2 and 4, with stuff in it. Nothing really decided. Like, there's guests on. Can't remember who they are. Lee someone. Who was the Lee nut?
Pert.
Lee Pert. It's Pert, isn't it?
No, it's Pert.
Pert. Pert. Pert nut. Another guest as well. It's a bloke who had McDonald's to eat and reckons he's lost weight. I mean, I already call bullshit. I call bullshit on this story, but we'll find out from him. But I call bullshit. It's bullshit now.
It's not. We don't know that yet.
It's fucking bullshit. Also, we've got the crew here. The crew are all here.
Afternoon, all.
Adam's over in the box, and Nat's here. Say hello, Nat. Too
hello.
Late!
Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
Hi there, welcome to the show. Got a creaky mic. Got a creaky mic.
Stop
already.
Going, do you know what?
It's not a great start,
when you
is
turned it the other way around,
not a great
which
start.
We told you before the show, the other way, you're making it creaky. Only creaks for you.
I don't have my mic. When I do the radio, Nat, I don't have my mic facing upwards.
Wow.
Like you have got yours.
Yes.
I have mine facing downwards,
right.
Which I am known for in the industry.
A lot of people do know that about you.
Like, in all my radio publicity shots, the mic is downwards. In the documentaries that have been made about me, as top radio presenter, the mic has been downwards. Yet, I came here today and the mic was upwards. And all you're whining about is because you've got FUBAR Radio printed on the... On the spit guard
it
thing.
It also works better this way.
On the muffler.
Because then you don't have to touch it and
which
creak
is upside
it like
down.
You keep doing, do you?
Now, are we sticking with FUBAR as a name?
It's
we're
going to
go with that, are we?
It's super glued.
Is it not? Does it not have a bad name?
No.
I think that what we should do today, before we do anything, is we should think of a new name for this station. Now, far be it for me to say it should be named after me.
So what, Peacock?
But, I'm saying it shouldn't be. But if enough people vote for it, who am I to contest that? Because I've returned here. I mean, first off, we should get a thank you from Nat, because you've got a job because of me now.
I know, I've been living on the streets.
You've
for
got
a few
job.
Months. I've managed to move into a house today rather than.
Would I be considered the saviour of FUBAR Radio yet?
Not yet, no.
Right.
I think
what would I need to do to be considered the saviour of it, though? What I'm aiming for is saviour then king.
I think if you like brought a fruit salad or something in.
That's not how business works. This is where you've been going wrong all this time now. If that's what you've been doing, if you've been going, we are a successful company if we bring fruit salad in, then
that's just what I fancy.
They're going to laugh you out of the bankruptcy court, aren't they?
I just want that really.
Okay, well, can somebody send down a fruit salad, please? We're in Leicester Square.
Yeah.
Where's that? Where's Virgin Radio? Where was that at?
That's Waterloo.
No, but it was at Leicester Square,
wasn't
it?
It used to be, yeah.
That's where we are.
Yeah, yeah.
One Golden Square, whatever it's called. Who knows, Nat? So, not spoken to you for a while. What's going on here? Forgive me, I've not kept up to date with this radio station.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with you, just busy.
I feel busy, I know you've been very busy.
So, get me up to date, please, with who's still here,
deal? Well, we have a hip-hop show directly after this one
hip-hop.
With Sarah Love and my Stiggy.
No, that's not, they weren't here before, though, were they?
Oh, Joey Page, Joey and Si.
Joey Page
still
is still here, well done, Joey.
Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph.
I think Doc was, I think they were there. Who else?
Harriet is probably new to you, isn't she?
Harriet is new to me, yes.
With Michael Payne here. About Michael Payne.
Michael Palin.
Michael Payne.
Oh,
and Harley from Rizzle Kicks, they're still here.
Right.
Dolan.
Mark Dolan's still here,
he's
is
here.
He really?
Yes.
What's wrong with him? Why is he still here?
He loves it. He loves
but
it.
But is he
here.
Like, how's he getting on?
I don't know, he crashed his scooter.
It's a good story. Justin?
Yeah, Justin's here.
How many days does Justin do now? 2 days for Justin. What is he doing the other days? Does he keep in touch on the other days?
I haven't spoken to him on the other days.
Let's see where we're at.
Okay,
as a company and as a business. Now, obviously, we're not going to need some money. That's boring. But I presume you're here for all the shows?
Not all of them.
Most of them?
Yeah.
Do you hear them all?
I do hear them all.
Okay, let's go through them then.
Okay.
And we'll do an assessment of where we're at.
Okay, from where?
It was the first one you said.
I said Sarah Love and My Stiggy. My Stiggy.
Is that a boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
And
he's a rapper.
Is that his rapper name?
Yes, his rapper.
What's his
name?
Real name? Let's go with Colin.
No,
let's go with Colin.
I know the rappers don't like to.
I think it's going to be Colin.
So, yeah, I think it is something like that.
Adam, do you know what My Stiggy's real name is? Adam doesn't know, so we're going to go with Colin.
Just go with Mice.
Okay.
You're not allowed to call rappers by their real name until they invite you to.
I appear to be doing it. So, Sarah and Colin, what time are they on at?
They're on at between 4 and 6 on a Monday.
Between 4 and 6. Oh, so after the show?
Straight after the show. So you will...
Will I meet them?
You will do, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. It'd be nice to meet Colin and Sarah. So, how are they getting on? How many shows have they done? How long have they been here for?
It's about 24, 25? I don't know exactly.
24 or 25 minutes.
No.
Well, this is important though, because
you need to know what's going on.
It's not just that now, but I'm bringing listeners as well.
Oh, okay, sure.
It won't necessarily be familiar.
Do you need to know about the show?
Yes, tell me about. Tell me what Sarah and Colin.
So it's the hip hop show, and they have had a lot of really good artists.
With Sarah and Colin,
Chuck D from Public Enemy has been on.
The rapper.
Talib Kweli, and also we have a very good feature in that show, which is called the Open Mic.
Stop! You're speaking too fast.
Rappers come in.
You're speaking too fast. It's a conversation. Rappers come in, do they? And what do they do?
And they go onto the mic and they spit some bars in a freestyle manner.
I see.
In a cipher.
Okay, and how does that go? Successfully?
Very successfully.
Very
doing
good.
Very, very well.
How do you gauge that though?
Just by the response and by the amount of
The people in the studio?
No, the people at home.
What do they say? What sort of things do they say about it?
They say, he did a good rap.
Yes.
I like that little
Was it all, it's all men?
Sometimes she will say, she did a good rap. No, we have a lot of females coming in.
Females, okay. And they come in and they do the spitting as well?
They do a bit of spitting bars as well.
Have you ever done any? Are you producing that show?
Not today, I'm not. I do normally.
And what, do you ever get involved in spitting?
I haven't spat any bars.
No
in the
spitting
studio.
From that.
I haven't spat yet. No.
All right. So out of 10, what are we going to give their show?
I'm going to give that. Well, I don't want to give anyone a
4. No. We have to do that because this is to encourage people to listen to the show.
Oh, I'll give it a 10 then.
No, you can't give it a 10 because people go, no, she's just saying
I'll
that.
I'll give it an 9.
An 8? 9?
An 8.5.
Okay. 8.5 for that show.
Very good.
Is it the sort of thing you would normally listen to?
It is, yeah. Because I do like a bit of hip hop.
You like a bit of hip hop?
I do.
Oh, by the way, already got our first text, by the way.
Text?
Yeah, I got a text.
Who's texting you?
Just to my normal phone. It's from Duncan, who owns Fubar Radio.
Oh.
Sorry I can't be with you today. What? Was he meant to be?
No. What is he?
Sorry I can't be with you today for your show. It's good to have you back, though, and I hope to see you soon.
It's nice.
Good luck, and I will be listening in when I can.
Okay, well, that's nice, isn't it?
So, listening when he can?
Yeah.
Is he having to do a second job, though, to get me back here? Is that what's happening?
He's not working.
I think that's what's happening. He's doing a second job.
Maybe.
To pay for this show. Okay, so 8.5 for Sarah and Colin.
Yes.
So the next one?
Okay, then we will move on.
You can contact
us,
by the way, peacock@foodbarradio.com. That's the email, peacock@foodbarradio.com. Or on Twitter, @foodbarradio. Or you can call us 0330 223 0200.
Yeah, speak
hugely unlikely to pick up. But
The crew's ready to answer the phone.
The crew is ready. The bit of the crew over there, Adam bit,
that crew
is good. We'll pick up the phone.
Very competent as
so
well.
So even if you don't want to speak to me, do you want to speak to Adam?
You could just speak to Adam.
0330 223 0200. Ask for Adam.
Yes.
Okay, next show.
Then we have Harriet Rose. Who is on between 1 and 4 tomorrow, although she is moving soon to her Thursdays.
Hey, I'll tell you who you should get on either side of her.
Who?
You should get comedian Paul Thorne on the show before.
Yeah.
And you should get my dad's friend Jim Thorne doing the show afterwards.
Then she would be like a rose between two thorns, wouldn't she?
No, it's not that. I just think they'd be better presenters than what you've got. So what does Harriet Rose do?
She has got a new music show. She plays a lot of new...
Stop, why are you speaking so fast?
I don't know. I've nearly bit my tongue.
Just slow down.
She plays a lot of new music.
Still fast.
And
speak slower.
A lot of musical artists.
Speak slower.
In the
Too slow.
Studio.
And what's her background, Harriet Rose? I'm not being rude, actually. I don't know.
She has. She's a DJ, and she's been a presenter on other stations.
What
ones? Well.
Where did she come from?
She came from Shoreditch Radio.
Shoreditch Radio. And what went wrong there that she ended up here?
She preferred it here.
No, that's not true.
She was friends with some of the other presenters here, and then she came in quite a bit, and then she said, I'd rather
was
come
on. Was she sacked
off
Shoreditch Radio?
No, she wasn't sacked.
Made
off
redundant?
No.
Did she swear on the air?
No, she doesn't swear.
At all?
Not really.
Oh. Neither do I.
No, I know.
Okay, so Harriet does music.
She does music.
We had a
Harry Potter actor. It's just a bit of acting people coming in.
Harry
Melling coming in from Harry Potter a few weeks ago.
Right, who did he play?
Dudley Dursley. Yes, he's got to go and get Lee Pert.
I'm not sure that's a character in Harry Potter, you know.
It was Dudley. He was in a play. We went to go and see the play. It was very good.
Okay.
Hand to God. Go and watch it.
Right, so that's the bloke who played Dudley.
Dudley
Dursley.
It is Dudley Dursley, isn't it?
I don't know.
It is.
I'm not sure that's a character.
It is a character.
Dudley Dursley?
Yeah.
Who is that? I've read Harry Potter. Can't hear you, mate. Still can't hear you.
Oh, he was the...
Do it again.
Shout.
No, nothing coming through the cans.
Oh,
either.
Okay. That's good.
By the way, Adam, your mic will only work if what you're saying is correct. If you're saying something that's wrong, it just won't come through.
Oh, why are you lying, Adam? I haven't seen Harry Potter or read the book.
Harry Potter's cousin he is, Dudley Dursley.
Of course.
And what happens to him in the book? Does he get killed? No.
He falls in
love.
Does
he become who's he fall in love with?
I don't know. Barbara, I don't know.
Barbara, that's right. Are these all real presenters, or are you just making up names as we go along?
These are real.
So that's Harriet Rose. Yeah, what time is Harriet on at?
1 PM till 4 PM.
Well, she's not.
Tomorrow.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Is she on now?
No, she's not.
Are
on
you
now.
Harriet?
I don't know.
Answer the question. Nat, are you Harriet?
I don't know.
You don't know if you're Harriet or not.
I'm not Harriet Rose.
Right, fine. By the way, we are going to be coming to you soon
okay.
to get background on you and what you've been up to.
All right. Because okay.
I've not heard from you since I left here.
I've not heard from you.
Well, you have. By the way, go into this publicly.
Oh, no.
So the last thing I heard from Nat, right, was when I left. The last thing I heard from Nat, we were going to meet up.
Yeah.
To Waterloo we were going to meet.
Yes, we were.
At the South Bank, because I was working at London Studios. We were going to meet up there early. I came down to London early.
Mm-hmm.
You blew me out.
I didn't blow you up because I was really
ill. Did you turn
up? No, because you knew that, because I said to you, I've got a really disgusting cold. I will come and meet you. And you said, I don't want it. Don't come near me.
No, I didn't say that. I said, oh, well, I'm working, so I can't get a cold. If you're infectious, don't come.
Yeah, and I said, well, I'm in bed with night nurse at the moment, so I think I am infectious.
That's fine. All fine. All fine, that. And then we said, we'll rearrange.
I know.
Never heard from you again.
I never heard from you either.
No, why would you?
Well, I could have
you
been
blew
dead,
me out.
Though, because the last you heard from
but
me, I was sick
out.
In bed. I've only just recovered. And then I, you know, got thrown out.
You're too busy knocking about with Harriet Rose and spitting with Sarah and Colin, is what's going on here. That's what the issues are.
Yes.
Right, so out of 10?
I'm going to give that an 8.
Harriet Rose. Yeah. Oh, so
because
what...
Because we're only in about the fifth
what
show.
Nat, no, wait, we'll just get this clear. What Nat, senior producer at Foodbar Radio, is saying is that... Sarah and Colin's show is better than Harriet's.
We're not saying that.
No, that's what you're saying.
I'm not saying
that. No, you are. No, you are.
Give everyone 8.5.
No, you said Sarah and Colin are 8.5.
Yes.
But you said Harriet is only 8.
Because she's only had 5 shows.
Do you produce Harriet's show?
I do.
I think you're going to have a chat when she comes in. Because you've been essentially slagging her off on air.
I haven't.
You have. I'm going to play some music. All requests today.
All requests.
But you can't request now. It's already been done. It's happened already on Twitter. And the first song we've got coming up, I'm just going to make sure it's on the right thing. What are you doing?
Press it on the keyboard.
Why?
That's a weird way of doing it.
Why is it a weird way of doing it?
I don't know. Okay, we'll see what happens.
Why are you telling me what to do?
I don't know, because I'm just trying to help you.
I don't need your help.
Okay.
What are you rating this show so far?
I'm going to give this a strong 8.
So I'm sorry. So I'm not as good as Sarah
and
Colin.
We've only just started. This is show number 1. We've only just started.
How much are Sarah and Colin on? Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves. Share.
Connor Wallace choice.
Connor Wallace's
Gold
choice.
Star for
out
Connor.
Of 10? Out of
I'm
10,
gonna
that song?
I'm going to give that a full 10. I love it.
Wow, Nat's going with a full 10. We are going to be reviewing your music, by the way. I've chosen none of this music, partly because I couldn't be asked, mainly because I couldn't be asked, but also because I don't feel right slagging off my own music. I'm not going to do it, am I not? But if other people choose it, then I can say, look, it was out of my hands.
If you had to...
Or even if you chose music, I wouldn't slag your music off, Nat.
Yeah, of course you would.
I wouldn't, mate. I wouldn't.
Why isn't especially for you on the playlist? Why has no one picked that?
Because when it was on here, the playlist crashed a minute before we went on air.
Well, especially for
true
you.
True or false?
That
true
is
or
true.
False.
There was too many songs on it.
Exactly. So we had to sacrifice some of the songs.
We're the Gypsy, Tramp and Thief.
Imagine a Gypsy, Tramp and a Thief?
Yeah.
Is this going to be a joke?
No.
Let's hear it.
No.
No, make the joke up now.
I haven't got a joke.
No, make the joke up. So, a gypsy, a tramp and a thief walk into a pub. Action.
Who would be the best one to go on a night out with?
To go on a night out with? Hmm. Well, I suppose it depends where you want to go, doesn't it?
If you like somewhere nice, a thief, wouldn't it be?
A thief?
Yeah.
What would you do? Let's hear from you now. Let's hear what you would do on a given night out with a gypsy, a tramp and a thief. So let's start with a gypsy first of all. This will be good.
What kind of gypsy?
It doesn't matter. All you've got is gypsy. I'm telling you now, it's a gypsy.
Do you even know
what that is?
Not really.
No, okay, well then fine. Let's speculate on what you think a gypsy is.
It's a nice,
what happens?
A nice person.
The gypsy comes and picks you up from your house.
Yeah.
Right? Hello, here they are. Let's go out.
Let's call him Norman.
Where do you go? Norman the gypsy. Yeah. Okay, Norman the gypsy comes round to your house.
I think I would like to go to...
No, it's not where you want to go.
Where's he
it's
taking
where
me?
Does the where does a gypsy take you on a night out? That's what I want to hear from you.
Probably Nando's.
Right. And the tramp, where does the tramp take you?
I don't know, like a nice walk in the park?
A nice walk in the park?
Yeah, a picnic.
Would they not be a bit sick of the park?
Oh yeah, that's true. Maybe they would go ice skating or something.
Ice skating? Mm. Will you pay for that?
I don't mind. Well, I don't like ice skating, so I wouldn't do it. I'd get
good point,
Paul,
actually.
I'd get Paul
so
to do
so
it.
You want Paul the tramp?
Yeah.
So you want Paul the tramp to go somebody who I presume is cold anyway,
oh, yeah,
living on the streets,
yeah,
and you're going, do you know what? Go and stand on that ice over there.
I didn't think it was
is
that kind
of
tramp.
Of homeless people?
I didn't think it was that kind of tramp. I thought it was like a trampy little tramp around town.
I don't know what the what's the difference.
Like say like the lady in a tramp, like a bit
that's
of a
dog. So oh, you want to go on a date with a dog? So where would you go? Where would you go on a date with the tramp from Lady and the Tramp? Kennels?
Well, no, we'd have to go for a bit of pasta, like the film.
A bit of passion and pasta. So you're already, we're 19 minutes in, you're already talking about fucking dogs,
I'm
essentially.
Not about
no, you are.
Sex with a dog.
I said, what would you do on a date with a dog? And you went passion.
I said pasta.
Passion
you
and
know
pasta.
You've seen in Lady and the Tramp where they're like sucking on a bit of.
Oh. Already.
Spaghetti.
Okay, and finally, the thief. Where would you go? Expecting you to say the bank.
I mean, the bank, either that or like Topshop or something. I don't know.
Topshop. You go on a date.
Yeah, to Topshop.
To Topshop.
Yeah. Well, it could be a thief of hearts, not necessarily products.
Well, I think any one of these gentlemen would be very lucky.
Well, if you are any of these people, get in touch with the show.
Yeah, if there's any gypsies, tramps, or thieves listening and want to take Nat on a date.
All three.
Like, ideally, imminently.
You could be all three.
Certainly
though.
Before 4 o'clock.
Okay. You could be all three.
Get in touch. You can be a gypsy, a tramp,
why
and a thief.
Why couldn't you be?
And I'm not. I didn't say you couldn't.
That's the full package.
Why are you being so confrontational?
It's the full package. Can I read some tweets out, please?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Because we need to... So that's Connor. So
yeah,
out of 10,
choice.
You're giving that a 10.
I've
Connor,
given that 10 for
you've
sure.
got a 10 out of 10 for sure. I'm going to give it a 2.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to have Ray's score and Nat's score.
All right, 10.
So that gives us an overall score of 12 out of a possible 20. There is a competition.
Strong start.
Have we got anything to give away for competition prize?
What's
this shit I read earlier on Twitter about $3,000 of audio equipment?
Yes, that's the sponsor of
what's that noise
Plato.
You're making?
I'm hungry.
It's a very big noise
really
that you're
hungry.
Making there.
Yes.
What is it?
It's a Plato home entertainment machine.
Where have you wangled that from?
Because they sponsor the show.
What show?
Harley Sylvester and Michael Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Payne and Sylvester. Is that Colin?
No, that is Michael Payne, who is also a rapper, and Harley, who is a pop star
can't
from Little Kicks.
I can't keep up with all these people. And what are they giving away?
A Plato machine.
What
it's
is,
a
I
home
don't know what
entertainment
that is.
System. Sorry. So it's a bit like it can transfer all your vinyl onto one machine with MP3s.
$3,000?
Yeah,
for like
is.
40 quid in Maplin's.
No, but it's like it's got internet radio on it and
DAB
it,
radio.
It can
so
kind of,
maybe whack another 60 quid on it. We're up to 100.
Guess. Where's this? I didn't make the price.
Where's this other 2,900 quid?
I didn't make the price of it. They did. That's what they're selling it for. So
right,
we're
can
just
I
giving
have
it
one?
Away. I'd like one, but I can't have one.
But no, you shouldn't.
You
get
can't
one.
Have one because they don't sponsor your show. They sponsor Harley. Harley's got one, and Michael
so,
Payne have got one.
So they're getting one for free.
They have one. Yeah, they gave it to them.
I want one, or I'm leaving.
Well, sponsor the competition.
Duncan.
Sponsor?
Duncan, if this is one of the bits you're listening to, I want one of them things. I don't even know what it is, but I want one.
Okay.
If it's worth $3,000.
Do you want a white Twix?
And I'm not, no. And I'm not signing anything to say that I won't put it on eBay.
Do you want some cherries?
No, I'm all right, thank you.
Oh. I brought some cherries in.
Nat, tell us about the other presenters that are on the station. So
okay, where are we up to?
We've got Sarah and Colin.
Okay, yeah.
Who are on... whenever they're on. They got 8.5.
4 till 6 today.
4 till 6, you're right. Harriet Rose.
Yeah.
Who's got an 8, which is 1 till 4 tomorrow.
After that show is Hugh Joseph and Doc Brown.
Hugh Joseph and Doc Brown.
Yes.
That's not his real name, though, is it? Doc Brown.
No, it's not.
I'm going to call him Colin.
Okay. It's Colin. It's Colin Brown. It's
I know.
Very true.
Dr. Colin. Right. Okay. So
he never brings a medicine pad in with him though.
So Hugh and Dr. Colin. When's their show on?
Their show is on 4 till 6 on Tuesdays.
That was on before though, wasn't it? When I was in.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. We don't need to do that one then.
That's fine. That's gone.
I'm going to give them a 6.
Okay. Then it is Rich and Andy, Hardesty and Needle, who were already here when you were here anyway. So that's,
I don't think they were.
Yeah, I'm sure Hardesty and Needle. Yeah, Adam's nodding. He works on that show.
No, I don't think they were.
They were.
It was that shitty news programme was on before me last time. Steve Allen. That one. Hello?
What, sorry, what? I was reading a tweet. What?
That's what was on before me. Stephen Allen.
Okay, no.
It's all right. I'll just tell you in real life now.
Rich and Andy.
Steve Allen was on before me It was rubbish, the bits I heard of it.
Rich and Andy are on between 6 and
8
p.m.
Is he still on, though?
He's not at the moment.
Why not?
We just had a little change of this. No,
did you fall out with him?
No, I didn't fall out with him.
Tell me if you fell out with him.
I didn't fall out with him.
Tell me, did the station fall out with him?
No.
Adam's gone very red, so I presume there's a story here.
No, there isn't a story.
Let's hear the story.
There isn't a story.
Duncan, can you text me and tell me what happened with Steve? Is it Stephen Allen?
Stephen Allen.
Can you tell me what happened with him, please? On the radio show.
So Rich and Andy...
He hit on my ex-girlfriend once, by the way, when I was going out with her.
Is that true?
Yeah. She said it was.
Okay.
I wasn't there.
He hit on her.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh.
That's why he was always... Do you remember when the crossover, he was always very shy and coy and sort of wouldn't make eye contact with me?
I do remember it being...
It was that.
Different to other family members. Yeah.
Weird, isn't it?
Rich and Andy, 6 till 8 p.m, sorry, on a Tuesday.
Yes.
And then it's Justin Lee Collins, 8 till 10 p.m.
Hang on, we've gone straight past Rich and Andy.
Oh, okay, sorry. So it's Rich Hardesty and Andy Needle.
What do they do?
They are comedians.
Comedians?
Yes.
In stand-ups?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he's doing a bit of TV stuff at the minute, isn't he? He's doing the J.K. Rowling new series, yeah.
What, like that? Is he playing that Dudley Dursley?
He's not playing Dudley Dursley. I don't know.
I realised, by the way, what the problem was with that.
What?
The reason I didn't recognise the name is because I know him as Big D.
Of course, right. I didn't call him that.
He's known as Big D to his friends.
Is he?
Yeah. So that's how I know him.
Oh, I see.
I didn't even know that was his real name, Dudley Dursley.
Harry Melling is his real name.
No, not the bloke, the character I know.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't realise. But yeah, Big D is what I know him as. So yeah, of course, Big D's in Harry Potter. Of course he is.
Yeah.
That's nice, you met him. Okay, so Rich and Andy, actors, comedians, what do they do on this show? How long is their show?
Their show is 2 hours.
2 hours. It's too long, really, isn't it? I don't mean for them, I mean for any show.
It's not too long. And they play very good music. They do a bit of chat. They try to find Kurt Russell, try and track him down. They have various guests because they're obsessed with Kurt Russell.
They did that every week?
No, they've got but sort of tenuous, very tenuous links to Kurt Russell.
Okay, that's nice. That's
it
nice.
Is very nice, actually. They're very nice boys.
They sound it. What do they look like?
Rich is quite tall. They're both really tall and skinny, actually, aren't they?
Tall and skinny, both of them. Hmm. Do they look like they're number 11 when they're together?
Slightly
they're
delayed,
northern. Northern.
They're northern boys.
Okay.
And they're very
Do they keep themselves
excitable.
To themselves or do they flirt? What are they like with you? Do you produce their show?
No.
Who produces their show?
Adam does.
Adam.
They love a little flirt with Adam.
Okay.
So then that's...
Adam, can you come in, please? We'll just chat to... Because if you don't know about them in real life,
well,
we'll
he'll have
to
rate them as well, won't he?
I beg your pardon?
He'll have to rate the show like I've just did.
You'll have to rape the show?
No, not rape... How would you rape a show anyway?
I don't know. It's you that's saying
rate,
it.
Rate.
Didn't
rate.
Sound like rate.
I'd never say rate.
Hello, Adam.
Hello.
Here he is. Right, so, Adam, we're talking about Rich and Andy now, who are on...
Tuesdays, 6 till 8.
Okay, Tuesdays, 6 till 8, and the comedians in that, and you produce their show.
I do.
And how does that go? What are they like?
They're very nice.
Okay.
Yeah, they're friendly, they're lovely.
Do they tell you secrets?
They don't really... They did tell me a secret.
Do you hear that?
Yes, because you stopped moving it. It wouldn't do that if it was around the other way.
Do you know what that needs?
Look what I'm doing.
It's nice.
I'm moving mine.
It's
that there. It's that there. That's...
Stop doing that. Stop it. It's really annoying.
I can't. What can I do? It's not me.
I've never heard that noise before, because why can't you just leave...
That's my mic. That's main presenter mic, that.
Yeah, but...
Nothing's changed here, has it? Literally nothing. Like, you put a plant in here. That's it. That's the difference.
Yeah.
The difference between this studio when I was last here is that plant.
It's a bit of greenery though.
This needs oil on it.
Go
and get some oil on that while me and Adam have a chat.
I haven't got any oil. I'm not going out to buy oil.
Is there no kitchen oil? Is there nothing?
I'm not using kitchen oil. Have we? I can't use that.
I don't know.
What do you mean you can't use it?
I got it in my eye the last time I sprayed it and I didn't enjoy it.
Why are you spraying it in your eye?
Oh, I didn't mean to spray it on my eye.
Oh.
I sprayed it on my key and it's got in my eye.
So you had it facing the wrong direction?
The what?
The WD-40. You just squirted it.
Oh, was it a backsplash?
Yeah, it's a backsplash.
No, I suspect she pointed it at what she thought was the key, but it was pointing right at her eye, and she then pressed it.
I didn't have my glasses on.
That's what I suspect happened then.
Maybe. It's not very nice if you get it in your eye, though.
No, but I don't think you can hold the entire company responsible for that now.
No,
if you squirt it in your eye. I don't mean here.
Oh.
There are other companies besides this one.
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, do you mean WD-40 as a company?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's my fault.
Sorry, Adam. So, nice boys.
Yeah.
They tell you secrets. What secrets have they told you?
They told me, Rich told me that he was going into that Harry Potter film, what was it called? Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Okay, is he in that?
He's in that.
Okay.
Before he could actually say anything. So, because he had to take a little bit of time off to actually go and film that.
Right.
So he took pretty much about a month and a bit before Christmas.
Do you want to know what I'm in?
What are you in?
Can't tell you.
Why not?
Because we're on the air. I'll tell you off the air.
Then. Oh, tell us off the air. Yeah, tell us off the air.
But it's absolutely not for her.
Okay.
Are you the doctor's new assistant?
No. He wouldn't be able to say, would he? If it's not for her.
But I can officially withdraw from that claim. No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Are you going to neighbours?
So, what are they? What are they like socially? Do you go for drinks with them? Ignore Nat. She's rubbing stuff on her elbow.
I am. It's sore.
No, we've not really been out for that many drinks.
Are you attracted to either of them?
No,
not at all.
No, not
are they
really
both heterosexual men?
They're both heterosexual
men. Okay.
Yes,
it's the best way of keeping it, really, isn't it? Between like producer and that.
Yeah. I mean, there's that awkward sexual tension between us two. So
yeah. But that's that. I have no issues with that at all.
Exactly.
I mean, you know that I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
You know that no matter how much you beg, I'm not gonna act on it. But it's fun, isn't it? At work sometimes, and particularly when between the three of us, I mean, it's the only chance of any sexual tension, isn't it? Like between me and you, Adam, because we can rule that out.
What do you mean that?
Straight away.
What do you mean that? Thank you.
So, out of 10, Adam, what are we going to go with for Rich and Andy?
I'm going to go with an 8.
An 8? An 8. Mm. So, less good than Sarah and Colin. At the moment, Sarah and Colin are winning the best show at the moment. Even me, I'm not even in the running. I'm an 8 and all. And poor Hugh Joseph and Doc Colin are at 6.
Because that's what you gave.
They're doing 6. I don't remember that. I don't remember saying that. Do you produce anything else, Adam, while you're here?
Joey
Page.
Joey Page. Okay, well, Joey was here before, but...
Yes, he was pre-recording.
When I was working here before, is what I mean. Okay, and Joey, how's he getting on?
He's getting on very well.
Is he still doing all surreal
Yeah, he's doing all his whimsy and his new music and...
What does he do? What does he sort of thing does he say? Do an impression of Joey Page for me, please, Adam.
Hello, boy. That's what he does,
there you go.
Are you Adam?
Hello, boy.
Yeah.
All right.
He does louder than that.
Yeah, what else does he say?
I've got a new hat.
Got a new app, yeah. And then what? Play songs?
Then play songs.
Yeah. Okay. What are we giving him? I mean, from that, I'm going to go with 3.
No. He's more than a 3.
Well, I'm going on you. I've not heard his show. I'm going on what you did. That was
give
a 3.
Give him an 8.
Give him a... No, hang on.
Give him an 8.
8's banned now.
Oh, okay.
Too many 8s. So what are we giving him, Adam? You going up or down?
7.
7. Oh, he went down. Adam went down, amazing.
It's harsh now.
So
Adam.
7, Joey's on 7, so he's in penultimate last place.
Yes, for now.
Behind Hugh and Doc Collin. It's exciting, isn't it? Mm. Right, now that I've got you both here.
Mm.
I've got to read
some tweets at some point as well, I think.
Okay, can you just stay here while Nat reads some tweets?
Oh, I just want to say hello to people. They're saying, Ian Roberts says, welcome back, Ray.
Who does?
Ian Roberts.
Okay.
Robin Louise Howell says that me and Wesley, which is her cat, are going to spend the next 2 hours listening to Ray on FUBAR. How about you guys?
Right.
Paul Walsh says hello.
Queens of the Stone Age, that was. Got a false ending. Fucking false ending.
I didn't
Queens
do that.
Queens of the Stone Age, that's fucking bullshit, that is.
That's a terrible way to end a song.
Queens of the Stone Age, what was it called? It's gone off
Go
the system.
Go with the flow. And that was...
I'm going to find it.
On the same sheet.
Julie K.
I love that song.
I spent a night with her recently.
Julie K.
Yep.
Nice time?
It's all right.
Okay.
What are we giving it out of 10?
I'm giving that a full 10. I love Queens of the Stone Age.
No, this is...
Listen, there are plenty on this list here that I'm barely going to scratch a 1.
I'm
so.
Giving it a 2.
Okay, so 10 and 2, so it's 12.
Also 12.
Okay.
It's also on 12. So they're tying at the moment. Julie K.
Good
and
choice,
Connor
Julie.
Wallace are tying at the moment. So we've got a guest here. There's already been discussion, Lee, about your second name.
Oh, okay.
Say it, Nat. My bad. I didn't put your mic up. Sorry, Lee.
I don't want to say it because it's wrong.
No, say it.
I thought it would be Pert.
Yeah, okay. What do you think, Ray?
I think it's Pert because I think you told me that.
Pert.
Yeah, it's Pert.
Oh, I'm so
Pert.
Sorry.
Pert at weekends.
So who was right, Nat?
You were right. Oh.
That's bullshit.
What have you just knocked
over? Plug fell down.
Okay.
My catchphrase, I'm trying to start a new catchphrase, which is that's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
I'm saying it as much as I can today.
Okay,
have you noticed?
It'll be good.
Yeah, that's bullshit, mate.
That's bullshit, mate.
Say something to me, Nat.
I'm here.
That's bullshit.
Okay.
Right, so, Lee Pierce.
Hi.
This is cool. I didn't know you did acting, man.
Yeah, well, neither did I.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Okay. So we've done... how many gigs have we done together? I think it might be one or two.
I think it's two. We had that horrific gig. Can you remember? Well, and it shut down after we did it.
Well, right, so it was that one. So I got that right. It was that one. So it was up in... It was near Fleetwood or Blackpool or somewhere, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It was a holiday park.
Mm-hmm.
It was a horrible gig.
It was horrific.
It was me and you. Barry Dodds... opened.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah,
was
yeah.
That was the gig where Barry Dodds' mic blew up.
Yes, oh, yeah.
When he was on
yeah,
stage,
yeah.
which was amazing. Barry Dodds had the mic in his hand, it blew up.
Oh, yes,
and
you
he
told
didn't
me
let
about
go of
that.
It.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I was at the back of the room going, fucking drop the mic. And he didn't do it because, yeah. and I quote, he was worried he wouldn't get paid.
Oh. Oh, I love Barry.
If he didn't do his time. Yeah, spend more time with him. You'll soon find out. Okay, and who else was on that night?
Lee Bennett.
Okay.
And then who was headlining?
I
can't
think
remember.
It was Brendan Riley.
Yes, I think it was.
It
You're
was.
Right. Yeah, and then the woman cried.
The woman did cry,
on me, because you told her off. Rightfully so.
Yeah, it happens to me a lot, this.
It was her hen do.
Whenever I tell people off.
No, it wasn't her hen do. It was her first night out since she'd had a baby.
Right.
And she was like, and she was just crying on me. I don't want to have ruined the night, but this is my first night out and he's had a go at me. And I was like, it was just awkward.
But she had ruined the night.
She had ruined the
she
night, yeah.
The night.
And she should have stayed at home with a baby.
Yeah, and that gig closed. We closed that gig. Between myself, Dodds and Lee, we closed that gig.
She's probably never been
a
out
a fledgling business. We destroyed it. And yet you bring me back here.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
That is bullshit, mate, isn't it? Can you get your own catchphrase, please?
Sorry.
I thought you wanted to, a catchphrase. I thought it should be out there. Everyone's saying it, for it to be a thing.
Actually, this is true. Lee, you were right what you did then, because Lee did say my catchphrase
yes.
back to me.
Exactly. Yeah. Like it, when you're walking down the street, you'll walk out the studio and you'll have loads of groupies going, say
that's
it,
bullshit.
Say it,
that's
bullshit.
Bullshit. Yeah, yeah,
and you'll
yeah.
get sick of it.
And yeah, and then in 6 months' time, I'll start shouting at people for it.
Mm.
Yeah. Getting angry about it and yeah. going, oh, why'd you keep shouting that at me?
Yeah, you'll be at a restaurant and just be like, stop it. Please, I'm trying to have a meal. That's
yeah.
bullshit.
Yeah, that's bullshit. But I'll be saying it for real.
Yeah.
And they'll all be clapping and laughing because they think I'm doing my catchphrase.
Yeah.
Oh, it's God. What have you got yourself in for, Ray?
I haven't thought this through at all. That's bullshit if that happens. So, you are doing acting.
Yeah, I've not done acting for a while, actually. Done acting. It's a comedy play, so...
Are you gay?
Apparently, yeah, and I'm gay in this as well. So
are you?
It's method.
Oh, fine,
it's
fine.
Method.
That's fine. Then.
Once the play finishes, I go back to being.
Adam is gay as well.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what you have to do when you meet gay people.
Yeah.
You got to point out other gay people and say, "Do you want to go out with him?"
We know each other. We're on the forum.
Well,
the gay forum.
Yeah, we all have a forum.
That actually wouldn't surprise me with Adam, not with you. Okay, it's called 3 Days and 3 Minutes with Larry.
Yeah.
Okay, and when was the last time you did acting?
About 2 years ago.
Did you train as an actor?
Yeah.
Did you? Where at?
The amazing university, Salford.
Salford's got a good name for
no,
drama.
No, Salford, no, it is good. It's performing arts uni, so it was very good. And but I moved more into the presenting and comedy from there. But I did train as an actor.
Yeah, okay. So is this something that you... It's about Larry Grayson.
It is about Larry Grayson. Do you remember Larry? Do you know
him? Of course,
him?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I didn't know him, but of course, Larry Grayson's like...
Shut that door. That's a catchphrase.
There we go, there's one. But I reckon if he'd come out on The Generation Game... And Ida St. Clair was there, and she'd have gone, what surprise is today? And she'd have gone, well, we've got, that's bullshit, mate.
Yeah, that would have worked.
That'd have been amazing.
Cuddly toy, that's bullshit.
And when the door fell off the thing, like, that's bullshit. What's going on here? That would have been better, I think for Larry Grayson. I think Larry Grayson's kind of a forgotten genius.
Yeah.
And I think it's unfortunate, because I think that's to do with him doing game shows and being so synonymous
mm-hmm.
with The Generation Game,
mm-hmm.
because he was an incredible comedian. Do you think he'd have done all right as a comic now?
Well, I feel like he... for me, when we were doing the play and stuff like that, I was thinking, oh, that's not really that funny.
Yeah,
And then I watched documentaries on him and old footage, and it is funny what he does. And I think he paved the way for you people like your Graham Nortons and your Alan Carrs and what have you.
Yeah.
So I think now... he wouldn't have done as well now. But then again, I don't know, because everything he said was funny. It was one of them that where I think he could read the phone book and you would laugh.
Yeah, funny bloke, like just a funny bloke. I mean, I'd put him above, with all respect to Graham and Alan, I'd put him above them in terms of actual funny bones, if you like. Although Alan, I guess, has got funny bones as well. But I think there's a lack of stand up available for Larry Grayson anyway. I think, like, commercially available, certainly.
Yeah.
And I think there might be a slight element to it nowadays, where it'd be considered on PC, a lot of what he did.
Yeah, I guess. Well, but then again, actually, if you really watch his stuff, nothing he says is particularly rude or...
No, at all. But do you not think the gay community would perhaps would rail against it? Would be like, that's not what we're like.
And even I just
went, that's not what we're like. I'm not saying that's not what gay people
that's
do. That's bullshit, mate.
No, even when I was watching it, there was parts where I was like, I'm not sure I'm entirely on board with this.
Yeah.
Because a lot of when the audience were laughing, I was thinking, well, you just laughing because he said something a bit camp and a bit kind of... So I was torn, and I said this to my producer and the writer.
The cheap joke went
stop
for it.
It Ray.
Still went
honestly,
for it. Still went for it. I am better than that. You're right. It's bullshit, mate.
Yeah, I think they would do that, and they would. But I think they would easily forget what he did for the gig. Like, he paved the way for it. Like, he was the one where it kind of... But it was never mentioned with him.
Well, he wasn't out, was he?
No, and you couldn't really be out in those days.
No, it was
anyway.
Illegal. Yeah. So there was that element to it, which was, I guess, similar to Round the Horn. There's certainly parallels.
Yeah.
Between the Kenneth Williams stuff and Larry Grace.
It was kind of just not mentioned.
Yeah, and a lot of code stuff, because it's, you know, all the Everard things and all that business. Very funny man. So where's this come from, this play?
Well, there's a book out about Larry. So the autobiography, kind of like the official one.
Yeah.
And then the writer and producer, a guy called Chris Meller, read this book, researched loads of things about Larry, and decided to put on a play about him to commemorate his life. Because, as you said, I think people do forget about Larry Grayson.
He did the Sissy and Ada.
He did Sissy. Yeah, he did one. He did like a tribute of that. Yeah. Sissy and Ada, a hysterical rectomy. Yeah. So it's kind of the same. It's a two-hander. And stop it, Ray. I knew you were going to go there.
Literally didn't say a word. Didn't say a word at all.
Your eyes sparkled.
It's my new glasses, that's all it is.
And yeah, he just decided to do that. So it's previewing at the minute, and then it goes off on tour.
Okay.
So it should be good. It's had a good response.
Are you playing Larry Grayson?
I'm not playing Larry, no.
Who's playing Larry?
A guy called Ian Parking.
From the Puffs.
He's a fellow Puff. He's from Four Puffs and a Piano.
Yes.
Do you remember them?
I do
remember
them.
Friday Night with Jonathan Ross?
I had loads of chats with Ian. He might not even remember me at all, but do send him my love and see if he remembers. Because I did warm up on Jonathan Ross for a bit. Not for long at all, but it was for a bit. And I always chatted to them outside before we went in. And I thought they were all four of them were just lovely lads. Yeah. Like, really, got on really well with them. So he might not remember me.
I'm sure he will. I'll ask him tonight. But it's hard because he's playing Larry, because I've got it quite easy. My character's called Mark, and it's based on maybe like three characters in one. Mm. Whereas he's playing Larry, the pressure for
it's
him
so
is... Because at the end, he does his 3 minutes of the Royal Variety Show. He does
really?
That
does
on
he?
Stage.
Does he?
Yeah.
Ice.
And he's got it down to a T. It's really good. But he didn't want to do an impersonation of Larry, but also you've still got to be kind of, you know.
Well, that's the difficulty, isn't it? Because no matter how well you do it, with someone so well known, to certain people anyway, Larry Grace will be very well known.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the lads who do the Morecambe and Wise thing, Eric and Little Urn, they're fantastic. Like, they're genuinely fantastic, but there's something when you watch it, just not quite there. And even though they do it meticulously... They do it so well, and you're like, what's missing from this? When you watch it, and you're like, fucking Morecambe and Wise is what's missing from this.
Yeah.
That's what's missing from it. You know that. But they do it as well as anybody that isn't Morecambe and Wise can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess for Ian, it's like, he just has to do it as well as he can possibly do it, but he's not Larry Grayson.
Yeah, and so many people, like, we've had friends of Larry that have come and seen the show. And they've said, like, thank you so much. It's a lovely reminder of who Larry was. And I think that's kind of the best we could get from it. Because for someone who was, you know, best friends with Larry to say that, you know, we're not trying to be Larry. We're not trying to go, we're just trying to give, it's a tribute, basically.
Yeah, okay.
And it's also quite revealing, because it gives away some stuff in his life that he did keep private. He was very private with the press. He used to, like, have guests stay in the bungalow next door to him.
Right, okay.
In case the press were trying to find things.
Guests as in people that were there romantically linked to him.
Well, we don't know.
Whatever. Right, okay, so it's... I was going to say what happens in the show, but I don't want to... We can't give the entire show away, can we? What do you reckon is the point of the show? What's its raison d'etre? Is it just what you say about as a tribute, or is there more to it than that?
There's tribute elements, so there's stuff in there. We revisit his old material, but he was very spiritual.
Yeah.
So he befriended a few spiritual healers. And he called them like comedy healers, and he enlisted this guy to help him when he was coming back to do the Royal Variety shows. Because basically, what happened is in 1993, 94, I think, he did the Royal Variety show unannounced. He just turned up.
Right.
He was booked. He just stormed the stage. But no, even his agent didn't know. And his agent then got wind of it and wanted to stop him because he didn't think he was well enough. But he enlisted the help of this guy.
Because he'd kind of retired at that point, hadn't he? Or had he voluntarily retired, or had he just slipped away?
He'd slipped away, I think. And also, comedy had kind of changed back then.
And I
think he was worried... that, you know, the audience might not take to him as they once did. So he did this, but he got this guy to help him with his act, and that's what it's about. It's about the 3 days leading up to the 3 minutes with Larry, and we revisit his old material and some of the stuff about his life. It's quite revealing.
Do you think there's, and this is purely devil's advocate, because I don't think, do you think there's a moral... issue with these things, where there's a same as like the Frankie Howard stuff when they did the biopic of Frankie Howard, and even the Steptoe and some biopic that they did, which I think was actually banned. I think the families got involved and stuff, and I think it's certainly been edited quite dramatically now. Where if somebody kept something secret in their life, does that end with death, or are we then beholden to keep that, you know, continue to keep their secrets for them? Like, would he be mortified with this show because of what it reveals about him?
I hope not. I don't think so. There's not massive things, and it's not. It's more about him as a person and what he did. It's you know, him being spiritual. Him having, no one knew about that. He was very into that. Yeah.
I'm not saying what on earth are you all doing? What are you playing?
I
mean that as a genuine discussion.
Yeah. Is it? Do we have a right to do that if he wanted that secret? Yeah. It's interesting. I mean,
or Kenneth Williams' diaries. Do you know what I mean? The fact that they're out. That's someone's private diary. But I think he always wanted them published anyway, didn't he?
Yeah.
Because he'd often threaten people with it, Kenneth Williams.
Yeah.
Say, oh, you wait till I'm gone, what I've written about you in the diary, you wait till I'm gone.
I think, I don't know, because, I mean, and this, there's been two books that have been written. There's one, I think, that was written about by a producer who knew Larry. He produced a Generation Game. And
what's his name?
Tony, I'm really bad. I forgot his second name.
That's okay.
It should be on there. But
it's a lot to read, isn't it?
There's a lot to learn.
You keep talking, I'll look for Tony.
And there's also one that was written by his nephew.
Okay.
So they're kind of both different in a way.
Okay.
Because they show different lights. And I know that there were certain censoring issues that people wanted, because Larry was never really overly sexual. And we don't have anything particularly sexual in there. We mention often romantic kind of endeavours that he had, but one of the really interesting things for me is, which I thought was massively interesting, he got rejected from the army due to having a weak heart.
Right.
And I'm like, what does that mean? Obviously, for me, I just imagine he's gone to enlist in the army, and this guy, whoever's enlisting them, gone, this guy could never survive in the army and put weak heart, you know? And so stuff like that, which I think's really interesting in terms of a kind of social thing back in the day.
Yeah.
Where it was still, it was just nothing was mentioned. It was all swept under the carpet. But I think, and I hope, that if he was here now, he'd go, wow, like, this has all come out and people are absolutely fine with it.
Well, yeah, well, that's the thing you take into account, don't you? In that it's like, how would he have reacted to the new world? How would he have reacted to the fact that it's now not illegal? It's now not something that somebody in show business needs to keep secret, and how, you know, would he have come through? Had he stayed alive? I mean, what would he be like, 100 now or something, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
But had he stayed alive, or had that happened in his lifetime, how would he have rode that wave, or would he have continued to? Because I think in the latter days of Frankie Howard's life, there was no issue with being gay.
No.
Do you know what I mean? There was no... There's always issues with being gay, isn't there? Like, no matter what stage we're at, there's always going to be some dickhead who ruins it for everyone. But it's a far more... Tolerance is the wrong word, but it's a far more liberal society now, where people are learning, slowly but surely, they're learning that it's normal. It's not even different, it's normal.
Yeah. I think as well, do you know what? He didn't have a lot of romantic partners. He was almost asexual. Because he just didn't. And I think it's really interesting. I he was in love with a boy, apparently. A man.
Here we go.
What's the 70s and 80s?
These exclusives going.
Do you know what, though? That's another thing where we've gone, oh, my God, it's a comedian from the 70s and 80s who has absolutely untarnished reputation.
Yeah.
But he was...
Well, there's more that have an untarnished reputation that have a tarnished reputation.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, he fell in love with a guy, but he went to the army. I think he got killed.
Oh, really?
In the
okay.
army. And apparently, every year, because Larry was kind of religious, but he wasn't as practicing with it. And maybe I'll get slated for saying this because I'm not overly au fait with the facts. But every Remembrance Sunday, he went and he lit a candle for this guy.
Okay.
Apparently, this is all coming out in the book. And it's called, I do know, it's called Tony Nicholson.
Tony Nicholson, that's okay.
It's called Shut That Door by Tony Nicholson.
Nice,
so that's
nice,
one of the
okay. I'm going to ask you about... It honestly sounds fantastic. Like, genuinely does. And I'm not one for bullshitting people.
And do you know what, right? And
That's bullshit.
Do you know what? As a... Because I was in comedian mode. So yeah. I got there. I was just saying to Adam. I got there and we were rehearsing. We only had a week's rehearsal. And I was like, this is not funny. Because people weren't... Because the director who was sat there wasn't particularly laughing out loud. And you know what we're like. We just need it. So I'm going, no one's laughing. But of course he's not laughing because he's seen it for the fifth time that day.
Yeah.
So I was so worried, thinking, I was like, this is just not going to be funny. But it's sad. It's got poignant moments as well, especially the end.
What happens at the end? Does he die? die or not?
It's when we revisit his last 3 minutes.
Oh, that's horrible. I don't mean it's horrible. That would upset me as well.
We do that, and then there's a really nice moment at the end.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's lovely to end on, and people have been. There's been tears.
I dare say.
Yeah,
but you're quite.
Because he died a few months later.
Yeah,
it was his last show, and I think he knew that.
Right.
But you have a little air of sensitivity about you, anyway. I think the two times I've seen you perform as a stand-up, I think you have a little air of vulnerability, which is quite disarming because you can also go for the jugular on stage as well. So I think it's quite nice when comics who are actors and actors who are comics are able to play in shows like this where there is some kind of pathos to it and there is some sort of emotional weight to it and you're able to carry that weight, you know, you're able to carry that off. Ian as well, I guess. But I didn't even know Ian performed outside of singing. I didn't even know he did that.
Well, this is his first play.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. So he was nervous about it, and as was I, but he's brilliant in it. He's really good. And it's his first proper play. There's bits of singing in it, because obviously Larry did all that.
Yeah.
But it's not, you know, because Ian's a great singer.
Yeah.
He's brilliant. So.
I honestly hated doing Jonathan Ross when I did warm up on that.
Why?
But I just hated it. But I did because it wasn't. They're just not the people you want to talk to. The audience. They're just not.
Really?
Because
you did
not.
Warm up on Jeremy Kyle though, didn't you?
Yeah,
that'll be the same. That'll be the same.
Right.
Or that'll be the same as well.
Loose Women was horrendous.
In fact,
I don't particularly like doing warm up. No one's there for. You're just there. You kind of.
There's ways of doing it, but I think shows like Loose Women, Jeremy Kyle, Jonathan Ross, Graham Norton as well, I always hated doing that as well. I liked meeting because you met like fucking huge stars.
Yeah.
I met Chris Rock and I met Jennifer Lopez, you know, huge fucking stars. Tom Hanks I met at Jonathan Ross, you know, but it wasn't worth it.
Because of the crowd?
Just for that. Yeah, because they're not invested in anything. Because those sorts of shows, I don't know if you find this, Lee, but in those sorts of shows, it's nobody's favourite show.
Right,
so it's nobody's favourite show.
Yeah.
They're there because they're like, oh, I like watching that on the telly when it's on. Mm. But nobody religiously watches it every week.
No.
Or they don't set a reminder for
on,
it.
Who, which it depends on who the guests are, doesn't it?
I think that might be a discredit to Graham or Jonathan. But, you know, nobody's... It's no one... But I've just finished Red Dwarf. I've just done two series of Red Dwarf. that is people's favourite show.
Oh, right, yeah.
But those sorts of shows, you know, the light entertainment shows, they're just not... So they're there because they know it,
it's
but they
free.
Don't really... It's it free.
It's quite a long recording as well, isn't it? With the warm-up as well. Can they not be there for quite a few hours?
Not on Jonathan Ross
oh, really?
Or Graham Norton.
Graham's got it to
Yeah, they're pretty fast. They're pretty fast through. But yeah, they're absolutely not there for you. Whereas with something like Red Dwarf that I've just done, or Not Going Out that, you know, that I do as well, there are big fans there, and you're with them all night. So you're not just on at the beginning, you're with the audience all night as it ticks over.
But what are you doing when you're doing warm-up to, say, a Jeremy Kyle or a Jonathan? What is it you are getting the crowd to do? Are you involving them in anything, or are you just trying to keep them entertained for a bit so they don't like...
We ask ourselves that all the time. I've had people up doing the Macarena before.
Have
I had
you?
This horrific show called Superstar Dogs.
Nice.
And it was
is
about...
That real?
It was hosted by John Barrowman. And it was... I mean, I didn't see the show, so I can't say whether it was horrific.
No, you were there. You were there. Was, you saw the show. Don't try and wriggle out of
shit.
It like that. Right.
It was basically Crufts on the telly. And the biggest laugh I got was when I was talking and a dog got loose and licked my finger and I like screamed. That was the biggest laugh.
Right.
And it was a big circus kind of stadium. So there was audience to the left and to the right and I had to run from either way. It was going on for about 5 hours. People were leaving. They had kids and it was horrific.
Oh, for that.
And at one point I was like, who wants to get up and do the Macarena? Because it was like, that was 4 hours in.
Is that like code red for when I run out?
who wants to do the Macarena?
That's
and it
bullshit.
Was, and I was like, "Okay, guys, Mexican wave," and it was like the 50th.
Was it actually? Was it actually 5 hours though?
It was pretty. It was around about
long,
that.
It
ended at 11 p.m. and I think I'd started about maybe five,
Jeez.
Something like that. Five,
okay.
And we had a break in between. It was really awful. And they said at the end, they were like, "Well, do you know what? Not that many people left, so you must have been." And I was thinking, it was a hostage situation by the end. It was,
totally.
It was
totally.
Basically saying how many people can stay.
Yeah.
Jeremy Kyle, I've got to say,
what's that like?
Easy.
How
so easy, because they're
charged though, aren't they?
They get there, they go in. Right, so you've either got fans of the show who are there to see Jeremy, or you've got people who are like, this is the Jeremy Kyle show, let's go have a laugh.
Yeah.
And it's awful, but they do, and they go, let's go. So they're just, so it's either students or people who have travelled from God knows where, far, like Scotland for some people.
Yeah.
On the presumption that they might not even get in the show because it might be too busy.
Yeah, yeah.
They've travelled all the way from Scotland and they love it. You do 10, I did 10 minutes at the top and then left.
There we go though. But I guess Jeremy Kyle is some people's favourite show.
Yeah, I think he is.
Exactly.
And they watch it every
That's
single
true.
Morning.
They love it.
What
without
time is
fail?
The record? It's not an early morning
There's
recording.
There's two. So I used to go at, it was easy, I used to get there for 10:30, go on at 11, get a car back at 11:10, and then come back for the 3 p.m. show.
Amazing. Nice. Well, Will Sensons used to do it, didn't he? Because Will's the guy who gives him the results on the show.
He's the floor manager. He still does it, but
does
I was
he?
Covering when because he went off to Dragon's Den. So he got me. And there.
It sounds dreadful. Is it well paid, Jeremy Kyle?
It was, it was round the corner from me.
Yes,
so
how much?
It was $200 a day, which for warm ups.
For two shows?
Yeah, but
good, isn't it?
You've got to remember, it was round the corner and it was 20 minutes, basically.
All right.
So I accepted that. I was like, I'll do that. That was low for warm up.
I still think they've took the piss. It is low for warm up, that.
Yeah.
Very low for warm up. For doing two shows as well.
Yeah. But I kind of saw it as 20 minutes work.
I said we'd get him on the phone.
Hey.
Let's get him on the phone.
Loose Women was great though, because the Loose Women was live, so you never run over for Loose
Women. Of course,
women.
Yeah. So you're never going to be in a situation where you're having to kill time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that sounds more ideal.
It was ideal, but the audience was hard.
In what respect? Just say it. Just
well, they
truthful.
Were all old, so they weren't hard
well,
in that
old
way.
Old doesn't necessarily make a bad audience.
It was, they just wasn't interested.
You know, do you want to say thick? You can say
sometimes
it. Do you still do it?
Sometimes
do you still do it?
No. Sometimes
okay,
they were dragging people off the South Bank. Do you want to come see Loose Women? Because they didn't have enough. one point they were like, we've got two rows of audience here, like, and they were like, we've sent a load of runners to ask people.
Don't
if they
Loose Women old fuck all anyway?
Yeah,
there's
it's
not
only
many
about
in there,
50
is there?
Or 60 people.
Oh wow.
Yeah, no. At one point, they were like, oh, yeah, sorry, you've only got about 20 people in today. We've sent some runners out to ask people if they want to come on the street.
Oh, my God.
They should offer an incentive, like free food or drink, to get them into there. A bit of Lambrini at lunchtime or something.
I love that for you. A free TV show isn't enough.
No,
there should be an incentive, shouldn't there?
If it's a daily show,
like
it's
a scratch card or something.
Yeah, why not? bingo afterwards, I don't know.
Because it's just a free show to
go but
and
it
see.
Must be hard to fill every day, especially being a live show.
I don't think it would be. That sounds to me like a fault with production.
I tell you what it was as well. It was. It's changed now because they changed the format. But a lot the older producers they've gone on. I think they've been sacked. But
I like that you're. You know
I'm trying to be diplomatic.
I'm keeping Lear longer because as his defences are coming really slowly, just coming down and just sort of chipping away.
They were sacked, and because it'd be like I remember doing a show, and we did a show about Margaret Thatcher had just died.
Okay,
and it was about her.
And I've got congratulations or not.
It was about her funeral. No matter what you think about Margaret Thatcher,
no, there's no but.
It was solemn. It was about a funeral.
It's not.
So afterwards, they were like, okay.
I'd have come and watched it. If you didn't want solemn.
Yeah.
Should have filmed it at my house.
But no, they did this piece on death.
Right.
And then went, okay, next up, we're doing a piece on sex with your husband. And the editor came through and was like, sorry, the audience are just a bit low on energy. I was like, sorry, you've just done a
your
thing.
Fault. Yeah.
It's like a morgue in here because we've just done it like that. You've done a
Well, that's the issue, isn't it? That's famously the issue with warm-up, is that you are always blamed if it goes wrong and never given the credit if it goes right. Which is a weird thing. It's really incongruous because it's like, well, hang on, am I to blame for the response or not? Because if it goes well, then in that case, I should be the one who's given the praise for that.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like, oh, it was a great show today. If it goes badly, oh, the warm-up wasn't very good.
Mm, that's what it used to do.
It's horrible. Yeah, it's horrible. Unless you get cocksure in it. If you get cocksure in warm-up, and that only suits certain shows, by the way. It doesn't suit every show, that. So it certainly didn't suit Graham Norton's show or Ross's show at all. I had a horrible, I think I might have told this before, but I had the last Jonathan Ross I did, and I got on all right with Ross, like, you know, he's a nice bloke and that. But the last warm-up I did for Ross, it was the Christmas show. And who was it? Tim Henman was on it. And someone else. And do you know what? I think it was Loose Women. I think it was the Loose Women.
What, on Jonathan Ross?
Yeah, like three of them or something. Two or three of them.
For the Christmas show?
Yeah, I'm sure it was. They were certainly on one of the shows I did anyway. Yeah. There was like three of them on that. I think two of them have died since. But whoever it was. Have you seen, by the way, the... Oh,
what? Are you going to get in trouble?
Say it.
There's a at London Studios. Right? I'm going to speak quietly because we're broadcasting. London Studios. You know Linda Banningham, who was in this one?
Yes, I do.
Oh, God,
yes.
I'm scared already.
No, don't be scared. It's not.
Okay.
In fact, you know what? I'm gonna show you and you can see what you think.
Okay, yeah, show us a picture first.
I've got a photo of it.
Yes or no, or that's bullshit.
So outside the... I think there's more story to it than what I'm going to show you.
Okay.
I might have even deleted that picture, you know. Outside the London studios, out the back, in a private bit,
there's a bench.
There's not a bench. Right. This makes me laugh. I don't know Linda Bellingham at all. I don't know about her. I'm sure she was lovely. Actually, I've heard good and bad things, but I presume that she's, you know, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt because I never met her.
I didn't,
but
properly.
It says, in loving memory of Linda Bellingham, Pattermore, OBE, 1948 to 2014, by her friends at Loose Women, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a box outside, right? And this is the tribute to Linda Bellingham. Can you do the reaction loud, though?
What the... What is that? What is it?
Is that a cactus?
I don't know what it is.
Is it a rose bush?
I'll tell you what I think it is. I think it's a plant that's died, is what I think.
Ooh.
And I think they're trying to save the plant, if that makes sense.
Right, okay.
So I think it's been cut right down to nothing.
You should put a cactus in there because they never die, do they?
I just think they should put something in that's better than
a cactus.
That.
Isn't a very good symbol.
Can you describe that, Lee?
It's basically, it looks like a cactus with numerous strands and there's basically thorns coming
everywhere.
Out.
It's all thorns.
Have you seen Sleeping Beauty?
it's like that, the day
like
they planted
that.
It.
It's like that, the day they planted it.
But it's not, this is the thing, I don't think that's how it was meant to look.
Well, that's in public as well.
Not really public. It's out the back.
Right.
There's also a tag on it that just says Linda Bellingham. Which I don't know why, because
you don't
there's
think it's
a, there's a plaque. There's a plaque that says it.
Yeah. I think it's either been replanted or they're trying to salvage it. Yeah.
Maybe that's the name of the flower, is Linda Bellingham. That's the, the make of it.
You're right,
it
could be.
The Bellingham.
It's not flowering very well, though, is it, on that picture? But it always makes me have a little macabre laugh.
Yeah.
Every time I see it. Because I always walk past it and mutter under my breath, what a lovely tribute. Because it looks just so awful. But yeah,
she would find that funny.
I don't know. Well, you knew her.
Well, not that well, but
how well did you know? Did you ever say that?
Yes.
Did you kiss her? Did you kiss on the side of the face?
Yeah.
I'm only asking, Lee. You can say no.
No, it was actually, she was one of the few I didn't properly meet.
Really? Okay.
I've met her like passing.
What ones did you meet?
Janet Street Porter.
Oh,
Janet Street Porter. I did a gig. She. Do you know what? I did a gig once.
Nice.
Where Janet Street Porter was in the audience and David Cameron.
Really? Yeah. How did that go?
I spoke about the miners for about 40 minutes, is what I spoke about. Because I arrived at his charity gig in Oxford, and I was told before it, they went, right, Janet Street Porter's here and David Cameron, and they're here to support the charity. They don't want drawing attention to and all that. And I went, well, why on earth have you told me then?
Mm.
Why would you tell me that? And I said, I'll meet you in the middle, and I won't mention Janet Street Porter. And I just ranted in David Cameron's face about the fucking miners. Didn't even know what I was on about. Okay, so Janet Street Porter, out of 10?
Out of 10, ooh. Well, I quite liked her. She was a tiny bit scary. I'd give her
looking out of 10.
Oh, looking, well, one.
No, as a rounded person, out of 10. What did you think of Janet Street Porter?
In 6.8.
6.8 for Janet Street Porter. Who else did you meet?
Jay McDonald,
off to cruises.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 10?
I'd give her an 8.
She's beating Janet Street Porter. Who else?
Colleen.
Let him answer his own question. Okay. It's an interview now.
Denise Welsh.
Denise Welsh.
She was very nice, actually. I'd give her an 8.5.
Oh, okay. So Denise Welsh is winning it at the moment. I like that we're giving things scores all day today.
Yeah.
It's good way of, like, then there can be no discrepancy about what we mean.
Yeah, it's
like you can't
clear.
Go, oh, it
very
sounded
clear.
Like you didn't like that person. It sounded, if you give everything a score.
Maybe you should let them know, so I'm giving you an 8. Just tell people as well.
We should ring them. Who else did you meet?
Lisa Maxwell.
Lisa Maxwell. Oh, no, you don't sound as...
No, I was going to give her a 1.5.
As a person?
She's a bit of a snake in the grass.
Oh, I'm listening.
Oh, my defences are right down now, aren't
they? Yeah, I'm listening. This is all in your opinion.
Yes.
Yeah, from your experience.
Your own personal
experience. She's really, really nice to your face and then stabs you right in the back.
How do you know? How do you know that she did it behind your back?
She didn't necessarily do it to me.
You showed it to someone else?
Yeah.
I'm listening.
I bet you are. I just could, like, she'd mention things and then you'd hear, because I heard a lot, because I used to go in and listen to the rehearsals.
Of course, yeah.
So I'd hear them talking in their earpiece to the producers. There was one, oh God, the assistant editor, I'd give a fucking 0.0000. He's a fucking knobhead.
Do you remember his name?
Yes, I do.
Don't say his name.
Don't say his name, please.
Okay, so Lisa. What? Ignore
it. It's from personal...
Honestly,
no, okay,
take no notice of
her. We're not saying as a fact, you're saying from your own personal experience.
Yeah, totally.
That's tacit sure in the conversation,
friends,
isn't it?
I'm sure his friends really like him.
We're saying, like, what we're saying, Lee would give him this score. That's what he's... Mm-hmm. And the same as with Lisa Matz, he's saying... Lee is saying his experience of it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not, you know... Everyone gets on with someone.
And everyone does.
Generally speaking. But Lee's allowed to speak, you know, not under duress. Mm-hmm. If he wishes to impart this information, then he can. So Lisa Maxwell, 1.5.
Andrea McLean, 10.
I don't know who she is. Is she the
host? You will know, yeah. She's the anchor. Oh, 10. And Carol Vorderman as well.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Yeah, she was nice.
What's she getting there?
I'd give her a 10 as well.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to make it out of 11 now.
Okay, I'd give Andrea a 9 and Carol a 10.
All right.
Carol McGiffin as well.
Carol McGiffin?
Yeah, sorry. Okay, I'm changing it. Carol McGiffin, 10.
Really? That surprises me.
No,
yeah,
she's lovely.
She is. She's very down to earth. Like,
I
just
never
says
thought,
it how it is.
I don't think I'd like her. I stood next to her once. I don't think I'd like her.
She does say it like it is, but... You can disagree with her. I've worked with her as well, and you can disagree with her, but she's still.
And also, she doesn't. I don't think she thought it was any more than what it was.
No, yeah.
She was like, it's a TV show.
Yeah.
Whereas some of them would be like,
no.
She's just not on it anymore.
She's poorly, isn't she?
Yeah,
she had cancer. I think she's recovering now. She's recovered, but she's not on Loose Women anymore. That's why I'm saying was.
That'll save them buying another shitty rosebush, won't it? What Who else have you met?
I can't remember.
At the moment, Carol McGiffin and Carol Vorderman are winning.
Yeah, the two Carols.
They're at 10 each.
Pretty much, yeah. Oh, Sherry Hewson as well.
Yeah, what are we going for with that?
Let's give her a 7.5.
Oh, okay. There must be more than that.
We had guests on as well. We had Ronan Keating on. Oh, my God, he's so fit.
Yeah, but we're not judging them on fit. We're judging them. Well, out of 10, what was he as a bloke?
I didn't really meet him.
Didn't Sarah host Loose Women for a bit? Sarah Millican. She went on for a bit, didn't she?
Yeah, it was before I did it. Yeah. Okay, she was on it a bit.
So, the scores for Loose Women from Lee Piat are Janet Street Porter got 6.8. Weird score. no, you got an 8. Sorry, that 6 shouldn't be there. She got an 8. Jay McDonald got an 8.
Did she get an 8?
Yeah.
I think I gave her 6.8.
Oh, it was 6.8.
Yeah, I think I was trying to be like different, but then I just stuck. Like, but let's give her a 7.
Oh, for fuck's sake, you're making a mess of my results, Early.
Sorry.
Right. Janet Street Porter got a 7. This is all according to Lee Piat, who was 1.8. It's only his personal opinion. We're not saying this is factually correct. We're not saying this is the definitive top trumps of Loose Women.
No, no, no. This is in Lee's opinion.
Yeah, in Lee's opinion.
Yeah.
But it sounds about right. Jay McDonald got an 8.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to change any of these?
Why do you think she should be messaging your agent saying,
shut up. You are making yourself unemployable.
I was just checking.
Yeah.
Just in case. No,
it's all right for now. I'm saying though. Do you know what? Any show that attacks you for this, you don't deserve to have you on it. That's what I do. That's how I work as well. Fuck them. Denise Welsh, 8.5. Sticking with that?
Yeah.
Lisa Maxwell, 1.5. You sticking with that?
Yeah.
Do you think you've been too cruel? I think
I've been a bit too cruel, actually, yeah. But I'm going to stick with it. Should
we go 1.6?
Yeah, let's go 1.6. 1.6.
I've never met her. I don't know anything about her at all. Andrea McLean, 9.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Vorderman, 10.
Yeah, good old Carol.
Carol McGiffin, 10. Sherry Hewson, 7.5. Which leaves us with a problem because we do need an absolute winner.
Two,
so it's between Carol McGiffin and Carol Vorderman.
All right,
you've got to choose. Right, here's the situation.
Right.
Hostage situation. They both happen to be paying money into the bank on the same day. You were there as well.
I'm just trying to think who's got more.
Like, all... No, you don't get any money for this at all.
Oh, okay.
All robbers and that come in with sawn off shotguns.
Robbers.
Right? What they've done is, it's a horrible image, but they've used the butt of the gun... To in one motion knock McGiffin and Vorderman down onto the floor. It's horrific. It's not a nice situation at all.
Yeah.
They're bloodied. They're kneeling down going, no. And the robber, right, picks his sawn up. No, not sawn off because that would scatter. So it's a very, it's just a normal shotgun. And he's going, like, do you remember in RoboCop where Clarence Boddicker was going, like that? He was choosing where to shoot.
Right, okay.
Weller, he was going, oh, where am I going to shoot? They're doing that. Backwards and forwards. Between Carol Vorderman and Carol McGiffin. And then he clocks you and he goes, you, boy from De Grayson play. Right, he's seen it. And he goes, thought you were very good, by the way. So now you're in a weird frame of mind. You're okay.
I quite like him. I give him a 9 for
He's
that.
A baddie. He's a baddie, but...
He's a goodie.
I'm strangely attracted to him.
Yeah, yeah. And he goes, you, boy from De Grayson play, you've got to choose. Which one gets it? You've got to choose.
Okay.
Because he goes... Which one gets it or you get it? And then he goes,
what does he mean by get it?
Fucking shoot you in the face, mate.
Just checking.
So he's going to shoot.
I do fancy him after all.
Well, here we go. Well, if you. Here's what he says to you. He goes, right, you choose which one gets it, and me and you are going out for dinner and dirty sex afterwards.
Okay.
As well. And it's dirty sex. It's not just sex, dirty sex. So
I'm very clean.
No, but he wants to do dirty sex. That's what he wants.
Well, he's got a gun in his hand. I'll do whatever.
He has got a gun, yeah. So he's going to shoot either Carol McGiffin or Carol Vorderman.
Right.
By the way, there's no decency to this. He's not going turn around.
Every now and then I get a little...
Yeah. No, he's not doing any of that. It's right in the faces.
Okay.
Horrible. Horrible situation.
Do I have to choose on the basis of what I think about them as a person?
You've got to choose in 3, 2...
Who does he shoot?
Yeah.
1.
Carol McGiffin.
She's gone.
Giffin's out.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because Carol Vorderman is very good at maths, and if we're in a bank, she may have some great way of getting us money.
That makes sense, yeah. She could somehow get all the money. Well, I don't know if MacGyffin's good at maths. Yeah.
I like that you had a reason.
And I got a little bit worried because there was a countdown. I just thought, countdown. Carol Vorderman, it's a sign.
Holy shit. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Vorderman and the robber are in on this together?
I think that's like Darren Brown shit, isn't it? I think after dinner, I would turn up to have hot, dirty sex with the guy and Carol would be in the room waiting.
Doing some maths.
Yeah. We'd have two big ones from the top and...
I like Lee being here.
I like Lee.
my producer's going to be like, what did you chat about? I'll be like,
no, we did talk about... Right, okay, here's what we're doing. I'm going to play the song, right? Do you know what it is? It's Reddy and Yvette from Hello Hello singing Jatem. Right? I'm playing that. I'm going to play that. And then we're going to come back. We're going to just talk a little bit more about the Grayson play.
Yeah.
So that you don't get in the shit.
No.
Because at the moment...
Am I also getting the man on the phone who's booked for 3:15?
I just think... I've, that's fine, but I think he's...
Well, we have to get him on the phone. We can't talk to cancel guests.
Well, where is he? Where is he?
Well, Adam's waiting for you to put through.
But where's the bloke? Where
is
the bloke?
He's on the phone. I don't know.
What time's he meant to be here?
No, he's on the phone at 3:15.
It's a phone in, love.
But it's 3:15 now.
That's what I mean. So that we're running late already.
Adam's already just MIA. He's already put him back to 3:30.
He hasn't. Has he?
He has. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well.
Okay. I just think it's bullshit. I think what he's saying is bullshit.
Okay, then you should tell me that, and then I won't have him on.
But no, we can have him on, but I'm just warning you now. I'm going to call bullshit on him because I don't believe he's lived on McDonald's and lost weight and has now got a six pack.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Let me play this song. For fucking hell, PDT.
That was a bit rank.
Really? Is that what we're going with?
Horrible.
This is, by the way, if you're only just joining us, I've not chosen any of the music today, nor has Nat or anybody in the studio. I put it out on Twitter at the weekend. Choose the music for my radio show. And that was chosen by PDT. So if you hated it, not my fault.
We were just sat here saying about it.
Not my fault.
Lee didn't like it.
I get it.
Awful.
Yeah. It's like when Arthur Mullard and Hilda Baker did You're the One That I Want. It's all very well and good as an idea.
In practice.
In actual execution, it's not going
to
work.
In what circumstance would you think, I'd like to listen to that song, please? Ever?
Well, the thing is, I think...
I think
he's done it to be funny.
Oh, I get it.
Which is fine.
Right, I see.
But what's happened, PDT, is now everybody thinks that's your favourite song. So it's backfired on you, because now everybody think... You're now going to be known as the bloke whose favourite song is Je T'aime by Gordon Kay and Vicky Michelle.
Right.
That's what it is,
no
isn't it? Renee and
no
Yvette. Is that what it is?
Ooh, Renee.
You said Vicky Michelle had been in here.
She, a while ago, yeah.
Not cleaning. She's lovely, Vicky Michelle. I'm being flippant. Mm. What, my bad. What are you going to give it as a score, Nat? Twatterly.
I'm going to give that a 0.
No, you can't. It's got to be something. You can't give it a 0.
0.5.
There's no points. We can't do points
one.
In this.
One.
Fine.
One, then. That's too many.
I'm giving it 13.
Why?
So at the moment, it's in the lead, actually. It's kind of in the lead.
You just hated it.
It's in the lead. So at the moment, Just 10 by Gordon Kay and Vicky Michelle is on 14. Queens of the Stone Age is on 12. That's Judy Kay's. And Connor Wallace's Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves is on 12 as well.
Connor was robbed.
I can't.
Yeah, you should have given more for that, Ray. Yeah.
I've just realised that I can't give more. I can't give 13.
Out of 10.
So I'm going to give it 10.
So not in the lead.
So it's only on 11.
Yeah.
So joint lead is still Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves and Queens of the Stone Age Go With the Flow. That's Julie Kay's and Connor Wallace's.
Just minus 11 or just 11?
No, just 11. It's on 11.
It's too many.
PDT, you're on 11. And I'm sorry because it is your favourite song. Lee Peart's still here, very briefly. So we're gonna plug your show again.
Mm. Yeah.
Because all you've done so far is burn any bridges you ever had with Lee Sorlin. Right? But they won't be listening, will they? I want them to be on now, or they'll be on.
What time is it?
They'll be in the bar at least.
Yeah,
won't they?
They'll be.
Can I just say
having their afternoon nap?
We had a tweet about
the
song.
No, you can't just say because you've got something in your mouth now.
We had a tweet about the song from Damien saying genuinely horrendous.
Yeah.
Which I think summed it up how what we were saying.
Yeah, but that's not. But like I say, we've not chosen them.
No, but people are allowed to.
I mean, fuck me. I've just that I was off mic, so I was picking up my pen, and then I dropped it again. I'm back. Okay. No, we know it was horrendous. We know that. No one's doubting that at all. Lee.
Yeah. Hi.
3 days and 3 minutes with Larry.
Yeah. Come and see it. It's on. It's previewing at the minute. In a little
Lion
theatre.
And Unicorn.
Lion and Unicorn, that's
beautiful
correct.
Beautiful little theatre.
It is lovely. It's a Kentish Town station.
Yes.
It's about 5 minutes walk from the station.
Left then left.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Wow, you have
Kentish
done
Town
your
station.
Research.
Yeah, I've worked there.
Oh, brilliant.
And my mate Martin, who actually I'm meeting in between shows today, Oh, that's a secret. We're pre-recording a show after this one.
Ooh.
But I've got like a couple of hours in between. Yeah, yeah. So, but it's not. That's not for the listeners to know.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, Left and Left. It's on Gaysford Street.
Mm-hmm. Gaysford.
Gaysford.
I only work on streets with gay in the name.
That's how you can remember it. Mm-hmm. If because you're going to go and say.
Do you know I live in Manchester? I live off Camp Street.
Do you?
Down
off Camp Street. Down.
Just off
down
Camp
Bender
Street.
Close.
I always go to the driver. It's just off Camp Street, and they're like, "Yeah, come don't on, take the piss."
Look at this. Fucking to the driver.
What driver do
to
you
the
have?
Driver.
You've got a
driver? Jeremy Carl driver?
It's my mum.
Oh, right. I'm getting it. I'm getting a clearer picture now, Luke.
Yeah.
So you're at Lion and Unicorn Theatre. Jay's upstairs. It's gorgeous little
It is nice. It's on tonight and tomorrow, and then we go to Eastbourne.
Yes.
So we're at the Royal Hippodrome in Eastbourne. Mm-hmm. And then we do that over the weekend, and then we come back.
Are you not enjoying... Do you not want to do Eastbourne?
No, I meant as in, mm-hmm, Royal Hippodrome.
Oh, I thought you were going, mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Yeah, I've never been to Eastbourne. Is it nice?
No.
That's bullshit.
Not really.
Really?
It's not great, but I don't know what the theatre's like. But
apparently it's an 800-seater theatre, so...
Okay.
Let's hope people turn up, otherwise...
Is there a Grayson connection in Eastbourne?
I don't know if there's a connection, but I know that Eastbourne is full of... A lot of people from his generation.
Okay. And also, I reckon he probably played there, the Royal Hippodrome.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, then you're back to the Lion and Unicorn.
Then we're back to the Lion and Unicorn Monday to Saturday.
That's the 28th of March to the 2nd of April.
Correct. And then we go off on tour for a bit. We come back. We're actually also on at the Museum of Comedy in London.
Yes. Okay, well...
So that's a good one to come to.
15th of April, Broadway Theatre, Barking.
Yeah, Barking, yeah.
16th of April, where you're at?
We're at, I want to say Chesterfield.
Yes!
What's the theatre called, though?
The Pomegranate Theatre.
Correct.
I do remember that.
Ding.
16th of April. Oh, no, sorry, that was the same one. 17th of April.
I feel like... Do we go to Rill?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, my God. Let's see if I can get this right. Okay,
can I just
go
say, by the way,
Rill.
Lee can't see these.
No.
You're genuinely... God. What's the theatre called?
I want to say Pavilion.
Yes.
That's correct. I'm actually... I'm technically banned from that theatre, but they forgot the last time I played there. It was lovely.
I'll let them know
there.
When I go back.
Because I'm banned from Rill Sun Centre for life.
Oh, my gosh.
I put in soap powder in it. In the wave pool. As a kid, but banned for life. What are you looking at?
I'm not
be cheating. 18th of April, where you're at.
So we go
from Rill to
Rotherham.
When you would be right to say it, what theatre?
What theatre? I don't think I can get this. What's it begin with?
C.
The Chancellor's Theatre.
The Chancellor's Theatre, Rotherham. You're going to be playing. It's a Civic Theatre.
The Civic. Oh, okay.
22nd, 23rd of April. Where are you at?
That's the Museum of Comedy in Bloomsbury.
Yes. 24th of April. Where'd you go from there?
I believe we go to Shrewsbury.
Shrewsbury, I'd go with
Theatre 7.
Yes, beautiful theatre as well.
Apparently so.
27th of April.
I want to say we go then to Malvern.
No.
Oh, is that the day after?
Yep.
There's one other place we go to. I can't remember. Chesterfield?
No.
No, we've already been there.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Northwest, on the coast.
Oh, Lytham, of course.
Yeah. Lytham St Anne's, the Lowther Pavilion.
Yeah.
The PR have put Lytham St Anne's on here, which is actually technically wrong.
Oh, sack.
It's ST, not S-I-I-N-T.
Oh, okay.
St Anne's it would be. And that's beautiful there. And the 29th to the 30th,
Malvern.
Closing in Malvern.
And he did play Malvern as well. But there's a website, www.thelarrytour.co.uk.
The Larry...
you can never say that, can you?
The Larry Tour. I have the same problem with that.
You don't really need to say the world
wide web. www.thelarrytour.co.uk.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it's... I like things like this. I was sort of slightly disappointed I missed Sissy and Ada, but I was also a very big fan of Les Dawson, so I was worried about going to it as well. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if I wanted to go and see it.
Yeah.
And then just didn't. But I saw the Savile play that was on last year, you know, with McGowan playing Savile and that. I like things about real people.
Yeah.
I enjoy watching that live, and I enjoy watching how people interpret those roles. McGowan was fucking amazing in Savile, by the way.
And also... You'll like this. I have to do a Bruce Forsyth impression.
I'm listening.
And it's terrible.
Do you want to try it now?
Okay.
Say goodbye to Nat as Bruce
Forsyth. Nice to see you. To see you. Nice.
That gathered momentum.
Yeah.
So it started dog shit.
Yeah. But
which is my other catchphrase.
It started dog shit.
But it was like you were getting it.
The chin was... Getting more forward. What happens is I have to do a few impressions in the play. So what I
are you playing those people?
not playing them. I'm doing
demonstrating.
I'm my character doing the impressions. So what I've decided to do is I've said my character thinks he's really good at impressions, nice. But he's not.
Okay.
So that's why it works. So if people go, oh, you're not very good at those impressions, I'm like, well, that's a character choice.
I actually am good at them, yeah, but I play it that I can't. No, that's an exceptional excuse.
Yeah.
Because it's not the truth, is it? Like,
it's absolutely 100% false.
All right, well, good luck with it, man.
Thanks.
3 minutes with Larry. It's about Larry Grayson. On presently at the Landing Unicorn, then going off on tour. And the website is...
TheLarryTour.co.uk.
There we go. Lee Pitt, it's been a pleasure, man.
Thanks, and welcome back.
What, have you been here?
No, you've been away, haven't you?
It's only for a bit.
A bit? Wasn't it September?
Yeah, ages ago. I'm only coming back for a bit, but they don't know yet. I like having them, like, worried.
Yeah. You like to want...
Shitting myself.
Leave them wanting more.
You can call my bluff. You called my bluff last time, and I went, and I did go.
Yeah.
I will go.
I know.
I'll just go again, unless you beg me to stay, Nat.
I only do begging off air.
I'm going to play a trail.
Okay.
It's basically to cover Lee exiting the studio.
Oh, okay. And then I'm going to read some tweets.
I mean, you've been exceptionally professional today thus far, Nat.
I'm just trying to sort some stuff out.
Well, we don't screw up bits of paper when we're on air,
I thought
we
were going to play a song.
No? What did I say?
I'm going to play a trail.
FUBAR Radio presents... Sarah Love
and Mike Stiggy. And right now we're joined by our very special guest, the one and only Maverick Sabre.
Yes. What's going on? Everyone okay? Of course, I think music's a blessing. It comes with great responsibility. You know, we've got 3-4 minutes in a kid's ears on the way to school, on a mum and dad's ears on the way to walk, on the train. Like, what do you want to say to someone if you have that time in their space? You know, how can you affect? Do you want to leave a positive impact? Do you want to leave nothing? Or do you want to leave something negative?
Every Monday, Sarah Love and Mike
Colin
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
That trail was wrong.
Why?
Oh, it said my Stiggy. It said on it.
Yeah, not Colin.
No, it should be Colin.
Okay.
The reason I'm struggling a little bit with the mics. Who? Kai.
Kai, yeah, he's on the phone. Agnes, the guest.
Oh, Kai's on the phone now.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh,
no,
I see.
Literally no time to
retweet. Now this is all. We'll get back. We'll get to it. This is the problem I've got now. I don't know how to do it.
Oh, okay. I'll come over.
No idea. Just tell me.
Just press the. Was it line one? Yeah, press
that one.
Yeah, and then put the fader up.
Bring it up.
Yeah.
Kai.
Hello.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. You don't sound all right. You okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
You sure?
Oh,
is Kai all right?
I don't know, is he gone?
Kai?
Hello.
Hiya. So I think we've either got a bad line or you're sad. Are you sad?
Are you hungry?
I'm very happy.
Okay. How are you today?
I'm great. I had a nice burger and fries for lunch before spoke to you guys, so I'm feeling extremely fit and healthy right now.
Okay.
McDonald's one, obviously.
No, this one was Five Guys. I'm kind of off the McDonald's now.
Five Guys?
Nice. Yeah.
A posh one, that is. That's a posh burger.
Yeah. You don't get much change in 20 quid, I can tell you.
Kai, don't take this wrong. Can I ask you a personal question?
Fire away.
Are you masturbating at the moment?
No, though I did get a blowjob about 5 minutes ago.
Who from?
So I'm feeling very contented.
Who did the blowjob?
My mum. No.
Is it the lady I can hear in the background?
Yeah.
Why did
she? She's just some girl I met on the street outside this travel lodge, and I enticed her into my room for 10 minutes.
Okay. What? Why did you do? Why did you do that?
No, she's my girlfriend, and she's very accommodating.
Is that because she just gave you a look?
I don't know if she is when you say it on the radio that she's just given you a blowjob 5 minutes ago.
So are you in like a post splaff come down at the moment?
I've got that glow right now. In fairness, her first suggestion was that she thought to be off while I was doing an interview. But I've never been that good at multitasking, to be honest.
I understand that. It's I mean you by all means if she wants to. Can I what's her name, please?
Her name's Indy.
Indy. Can I speak to Indy? Can you put Indy on, please?
I don't understand.
Just say hi to her.
Yes, please.
All right, here you go.
Hello. Hello?
Indy, do you need a phone number to get out of this relationship?
Do you have code words?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on here now.
Say marshmallow if you need help in getting out of this relationship.
Marshmallow.
Right, okay. What you need to do is you need to contact us privately.
Yeah.
And we'll sort that out. I've never met you, but I assure you, you can do better.
I'm not eating a burger again. I'm off.
Okay. All right. Yeah, must be my low self-esteem, but
that's okay. I understand. Yeah. I understand, Indy. But it's like you don't have to do these things. You don't have to accept someone speaking about you in that way. Okay.
Okay. No bother. All right. Pass you back on Sky.
All right. Take care. Poor girl. Hey, Kai.
Right.
We got along famously. So, the story I've got here. Man loses third of his body fat on McDonald's diet. That's what I've been handed today.
Looks very happy in the photo.
That's the one.
Yeah.
And are you looking for inspiration?
No, not at all. No, I'm perfectly happy with who I am and how I am. So I call bullshit.
Come on, pics don't lie. There's no Photoshop in there.
I know, I'm not saying that. I'm calling bullshit that you lived on McDonald's and that's how you ended up.
Did you not have nuggets as well?
So you think I was just eating the salads and skipping all the good stuff?
I know for a fact you don't get abs like that without working out.
there was a lot of working out. There was also a lot of eating fast food. That was the point.
Okay, but you would have had to have been working out
a lot
dramatically to cover the McDonald's, right?
Yes. Right. Yes, I did.
So the actual story here is man works out a lot and gets fit.
You could spin it that way.
And has a burger.
I am doing.
He has a burger.
So you can eat what you want. If you train that hard, you can eat what you want. Like sort of, you know, rugby league players will eat shitloads of stuff. Mm. All, you know, huge meals that for anybody else would just, they'd just become enormous.
Because, as you can probably, they say in fitness, right, that it's 70% nutrition and 30% training.
Yeah.
So, as you can imagine, trying to build muscle while eating crappy refined carbohydrates, it's harder than you'd think. So it's definitely possible to eat crap every single day and not get fat.
Yeah.
But trying to actually put on some muscle and get abs while eating McDonald's food, it's quite hard.
Oh, it's only hard if you didn't have the muscles to begin with, though. So I'm a big lad, but if I lost 4 or 5 stone, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be ripped.
You would. I mean, as I conceded in one of my my blog posts accompanying them at workout, you know, skinny guys kind of have abs by default, just as fat girls, and I guess fat guys, have big breasts by default.
Right.
Oh. So
pecs, man of pecs.
Do you eat much McDonald's, though? You don't really eat a lot of McDonald's, do you? Right?
Me?
Yeah.
Not
really.
No, not really.
That's where you're going wrong, then. Should have
maybe a double cheese. But no, I'm not. Can we just get this out of the way, first of all, that you need to look like this? It's fine. Look however you look.
But I mean, it's easy to...
But you don't look better for losing weight. That's not fair.
Some people look worse when they lose weight.
Yeah, absolutely.
They? Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's true. And in fairness, you
don't.
I think you look fabulous the way you are.
Mate, I look fucking amazing. Let's make no bones about this. I look fucking fantastic.
I don't know if I was into that whole sort of bear look. I think I could really,
I could
really get a thing.
On personality alone, I could have your missus off you.
Oh, no doubt. I think she's getting a little bit moisture in here, actually.
I dare say, and it's not you. What?
I'll give you a number afterwards if you like.
I'm all right, mate. I'm completely contented with the wonderful lady I'm already with. But I appreciate the offer of your missus.
Anyway, if you change your mind, you know, the offer's still there,
right? Cheers, man. Are you married, or is it just your girlfriend?
Nah, just my girlfriend.
How long have you been together for?
maybe 4 or 5 months.
4 or 5 months? How did you meet?
Oh, God. Do you really want to know?
Yep.
Can I tell her? Can I tell him how we met?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Is she at school?
Through a mutual friend.
Oh.
Who I slept with first.
Right, who's that?
that was a girl called Sophie.
Sophie, okay. So you slept with Sophie, and then what happened with Indy?
We
met over Skype. I was eavesdropping on Sophie's Skype phone call with her good friend, Indy.
Right, okay. So have Sophie and Andy fallen out with each other now?
No, they're good. They're good.
Okay. Is it like... I'm struggling to follow this. So what... So who's... Who's... You were with Sophie?
No, we were friends.
Okay, so you just did it with Sophie?
Yeah.
And then you met her friend Indy, and then you fell in love? Did you fall in love?
Yeah, something like that.
Is it a mutual thing?
Yeah, I've been pretty tight ever since.
Okay, that's good. Do you think you get married or not? How old are you?
I'm 35 and she's 27.
34 and 27, that's okay. I mean, any age is okay, isn't it?
Yeah, can't really help it.
As long as it's legal. I mean, I don't mean... I'm 35, she's 4. That's not all right.
No, yeah, I mean, what is it, half your age plus 7 or something?
For what?
For what's legally permissible, for what's socially permissible.
Oh, fuck that. Who cares what's socially permissible?
So if you're 40, you can go out with a 27-year-old.
Really? What if you're 42?
I'm not very good at maths, but I'm guessing...
Okay, it's 21. 21 plus 7 is 28. Right. It's not law, that, though, is it?
No, it's legal. As long as you're not breaking the law.
I don't think it's legally binding in a court of law, but socially that's what's considered permissible and stops you being...
Who are these people who are deciding this? Who are these social people?
They're known as society.
Nat, can you shut the door?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, shut that door. Should have said that when
that's
Lee was
bullshit.
Here. Just like an air in the other room. Sorry, I was just... we had a problem with the door.
I had to go and shut that door.
Sorry, Kai, the door was open so we could hear people chatting outside. So what are you... it was in the Edinburgh Evening News, this story. Nat found you.
Yeah, and ended up in the Mail online, and it was in the Sun and a few other papers as well.
How did they find out about it?
Edinburgh Evening News ran a little cover feature on it.
Yeah, but how did the Edinburgh Evening News find out about it then, mate?
Because I've got a mate who works for them, right. And he'd seen my blog, which I was running on my own website.
But you've technically told a lie, haven't you? I think you've been misleading, that's what I think. You sound like a perfectly nice man.
You're so cynical about everything.
Cynical, I just know how science works and biology. So I think you've been misleading by saying, I think the headline... Man loses third of his body fat on McDonald's diet is misleading.
Well, fairness, I didn't have final approval over the.
No, of course you won't. But let's pull the Edinburgh Evening News on this as well, because your mate who works for it. Who's your mate who works for it then?
There was a guy called Scott who picked up the story.
Right, so Scott at the Edinburgh Evening News. I think you're being misleading. It's like the new Ghostbusters trailer. The new Ghostbuster trailer is misleading because the new Ghostbuster trailer implies that it's a continuation of the story from the original Ghostbuster, but it's not.
But it also implies that it might be a good film, which it's clearly not going to be.
We don't know that.
You don't? You've
yet.
Not seen the film?
Yeah.
What did you not like about the new Ghostbuster trailer? Hang on a second, I might get Adam in. Adam, come in. Sorry, Adam's like a resident nerd.
He'll know about this.
Well, I know about it, but I want to give Adam...
Hi, Phil. It says, Kai's wearing that.
Kai's on the phone and he's saying that... is implying that the new Ghostbusters film will be shit.
What, is that because it's full of ladies?
No, Nat, don't lead someone in what
I'm
they're saying.
Asking.
Let him speak for himself. He hasn't said that. He didn't say that at any point. Kai?
To be honest, I'm probably not the best person to critique Ghostbusters old or new.
That's okay, then.
Because I've never seen the original Ghostbusters film.
Then you probably are the best person to critique the new one because you're not swayed either way.
And it could be that this turns out to be not just the best Ghostbusters film ever, but... the film of 2016.
Right.
So we could all be blown away by it.
But from the trailer, here's the however.
However, I'm not holding my breath. And based on the sort of leaked scripts and other things that have come out so far on Reddit and some other websites, I think everyone's in for a crushing disappointment.
Okay, Adam, resident nerd.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? What are your thoughts on the new Ghostbusters trailer?
I think it's going to be a runaway success.
Do you?
I think it's going to be... Everyone's been anticipating this film for 7 or 8 months now.
I mean, it's taken a hiding more than most films take. It has taken... And Sony have made countermeasures to that. They're sacking people and stuff.
Oh, really?
That appear to be... It appears to be... That's not the reason they're giving, but it appears to be because of the reaction to the trailer.
But
I mean,
they're panicking, or they appear to be panicking.
Yeah, but the thing is, someone said to me, they were a bit concerned that the film is supposed to be coming out in a couple of months' time, but yet we've still not seen a trailer. And then as soon as he said that, the trailer dropped.
Yeah.
But it was kind of that, well, actually, we apart from just some stills and some images, we've seen from on set, not actually seen much of.
They're also, from what I know, is as well, I think, I don't know if it's Sony or whoever's in charge of it, they are monitoring comments and deleting comments.
Oh, really?
That are responded.
Who's laughing out there?
Shit in the other room. Or I will stay in there when your show's on and do shouting.
I think it's the producer.
Or producers. Yes, that's what I heard, is they're actually taking comments down. Which, by the way, I think...
That's wrong.
No, it's not. That's perfectly fucking fine. That's your product, and you are... If I put something on YouTube and people are fucking saying horrible things about it, I'm within my rights to delete those comments. But they're within their right to say what they want. No, they're not.
Why not?
Because they're not, because it's there as a piece of publicity, so it's up to the people running the thing. Of course they're going to... What's going on next door?
I don't know.
Can you go now and tell
me? Can we go and see who's going loud? Yeah, I can call them out. I think it's Laura, actually.
It's fine. No, I think Laura's on the phone.
No,
Nat. Up and go
do
it.
Oh, all right. I was going
to
see.
No, they're quite within their rights to delete comments. Of course they are. If people are being pricks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you need to be a bit quieter?
I mean, that was amazing, Nat.
I didn't know... That's why I was getting Laura to handle it.
Just go out quietly and do it. And you made more noise than they were making.
It's fine now. It's fine.
Yeah, I think they're quite within the right to delete comments. It's theirs. Okay. It's their film. It's their site. They can do what they want on it. That's what I think. What do you think, Kai?
I think the film may be a commercial success, but I don't know about critically. Okay. Obviously, there's been a lot of butthurt over the fact that it's an all-female cast, which I don't think is a big deal per se. Like, you know, if you want to cast it with all women in it, great, no problem, you know.
Is it irrelevant that it's an all-female cast?
I think the problem might be... if anyone makes criticism of the film, can they just hide behind the shield of, well, now you're attacking it for being an all-female cast, and obviously a lot of feminists were, at first they were all in favour of this film, and then when they found out that, for example, the woman who plays the black actress in it was going to be, a sort of, she was from a non-science background,
right.
And they felt it was racial stereotyping,
yeah.
And it's kind of like, okay, so these people are never going to be happy, you know. First, you're like, it's a victory for feminism, and then it's like, actually, this isn't quite the feminism we wanted. So, you know.
Are you getting a blowjob at the moment?
No, I'm still recovering.
Okay.
Give me 10, you know.
Just checking, because it's kind of...
It's a new thing.
It'd be weird, wouldn't it, if you were saying all this stuff, but was also getting a blowjob at the same time.
Does it make you better on the phone if you get a little cheeky thing first?
God, no.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that would definitely be a victory for the patriarchy, right now.
Okay, well, we'll see. I mean, I think it comes down to good or bad film, doesn't it? But I think it's a real positive thing to have four female Ghostbusters myself.
Well, I'm...
I don't think it's irrelevant. I wouldn't think it would be... I wouldn't dismiss it as irrelevant. I think it's really relevant. And I don't think it could possibly, under any circumstances, make a difference to whether the film was good or not. Like, the film would be shit or good. Or meh, whatever. But that... There's no possible way that can be connected to... Like, a failure couldn't possibly be connected to the sex of the cast.
Mm.
No, this is the point. If the film's crap, then people should be able to slag it off for being a crap film.
No, Kai. The point is, mate, you're bullshitting about the McDonald's. That's the point, mate, isn't it? When we get down to it, you've misled us. And you're misleading the people of Edinburgh with your article saying that you just ate McDonald's and now you've got all muscles and that. Because that's bullshit, isn't it, mate? Just admit that's bullshit.
I can sleep with this on my conscience. I can live with this.
Then it's bullshit. Just say it's bullshit. It is misleading and bullshit.
So which part? The part that I ate the McDonald's, or the part that I got some muscles from eating it?
No, yeah. The idea that you lost a third of your body fat on a McDonald's diet.
That's true, 100% true.
No, it's not. You happen to be on a McDonald's diet at the same time.
An exercise. McDonald's an exercise diet.
It was more. It had nothing to do with McDonald's, and it was all to do with exercise. Say that, and we'll be friends.
It had something to do with McDonald's.
It didn't.
And
it didn't.
A little bit to do with exercise.
It couldn't possibly. It had nothing to do with McDonald's. You were just exercising over the McDonald's. True or false?
And the fact that I ate 100 McDonald's meals in that month is purely unrelated.
Yeah. No, it has to be unrelated, because you would have had to... You wouldn't have had to have exercised as hard as you did if you hadn't eaten the McDonald's.
But that's the thing, is like, that month I trained harder than I've trained for anything in my life. So there you go. The secret to getting into shape is just
training.
Set yourself. Is to set yourself a ridiculous target, put pressure on yourself by getting it in the press, and then you've got to train hard, you know what I mean? Otherwise you'll just end up looking like an idiot.
I agree. But what was missing in your life that made you want to train?
To be honest, the answer is Wi-Fi. And we started hanging out in that McDonald's so I could use their Wi-Fi, and it escalated from there.
Yeah. If you and Indy stay together, let's see how fat you get.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Maybe once I get a little bit comfy a couple of years down the line, then I'll need to set up a new challenge so I can reclaim those washboard abs.
I call bullshit. Step in the walk, the Duke Spirit. I think we've heard nothing out.
What are you giving that though? Rate it, remember?
I wasn't really listening to it.
Oh, I'll give it a 9. I'm
going to give it a 1. I'll give it a 4.
4.
So what is it? What's it on?
At 12.
The problem I've got here now is that I was...
Why are we adding up everything to make...
I was writing, like, what a cock. all over my notes.
Whatever.
just during the show, I was writing, what a cock.
Yeah.
Might have been Lee. Might have been when Lee was on, I was thinking, oh, I bet he's got a penis.
I'm going to just get into some tweets, I think.
Oh, yeah, do one now, then.
Emma!
Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
Says hello.
Hang on, wait. Let it finish. Here we go.
I know what you're getting. I'm just going to get through this. Ian says, Nat doesn't spit. Bit early for that type of talk.
This was hours ago, mate.
We haven't got to any. Dave says, great to have Ray back.
Right.
Silent Mark says, glad to have you all back.
Wait, you can't campaign to read out tweets and then sulk while you're doing it.
I was just processing what Kai was just saying, and I suddenly went...
Wasn't Kai. Was it Kai that we just spoke to?
Yeah.
Oh, is it the same bloke? Oh, no.
In my head, I was like, oh, God, what's he
saying?
Here's a top tip. Don't get drunk on your lunch. A bad day can get worse. Well, I'm not drunk. You're not drunk, so... No. SVL says, I'm very close to being a tramp. Looking for work, 3 interviews in the next 48 hours, shitting it.
Oh, good luck. That's all right.
That's
3 interviews is good.
It's very good. It's very good. Philbo Broadbag says, is it wrong that I've missed Nat's exasperated sigh?
Yeah.
You would have heard it a lot during that last thing with Kai then.
Definitely. Your mic was up. We didn't hear it.
You didn't hear
you
it.
You were getting really arsey though. Nat, just so you know, while we were doing that interview, Nat was like telling me to wrap it up.
I just had enough. just of life.
Nothing to do with the interview. You're just fucking done with it, aren't you? Yeah.
Paul Clark says, welcome back, Mr. Peacock. My speakers have missed you.
It's a bit of a backhanded compliment, isn't it?
Why is that?
He's not saying he has, he's saying his speakers have.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Well, Nick said, welcome back, Ray. Can't listen in live, though, because work didn't buy my fake heart attack and I have to stay.
I'm sorry to hear. Is this being podcasted, this?
It will be, yes.
What happens with that?
It goes on to iTunes. And
you're not charging for them, are you?
No, it goes on to iTunes and then you can download it from the website as well.
Right.
Julie Kay says it is true that she spent the night with you. She says, yes. I assume it was only all right on the basis of too many Star Wars sticker doubles. I don't know what that means.
Hey, do you know what, Julie? I've just thought, Barry took those stickers home with him. Because we had some, she got me some Star Wars stickers, and he never brought them round for me. I never got them, but I filled that sticker book now.
Okay.
My Star Wars sticker book, all done, all finished. Adam, did you do the Star Wars sticker book? I did, filled it, mate. Done.
Lam Jordan says, what would you give Ray's scoring
25.
System?
25. I'm 25 years old, and I did that.
1 to 10. What would you give Ray's scoring system out of 1 to 10? I'd give it a 10. I like the scoring system.
To 10, definitely.
Ed says, I wouldn't say JSP has a face for radio, so Janet Street Porter,
right.
But she does have a voice for radio with broken microphones.
Oh, she's good, though, Janet Street Porter.
She's very good. I like her.
She knows what she's doing.
She's intelligent as well. We've had Genuinely Horrendous. That was about a song that was on before.
That was PDT.
Alex Scott also
that was PDT's favourite song.
Well, Alex Scott TV also says, PDT choice was all out of phase and didn't sound great.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, that's how it is. It's not that wasn't a problem at this end.
No.
That's what that track is like.
That's what it sounds. Wrong.
No, we didn't do it wrong.
He said he also had the door people running around, but actually it was Adam bringing me a cup of tea, probably. So.
Yeah. Who was that? Who was saying that?
That was Alex Scott TV.
Alex Scott, okay. Do you know what he does?
What?
He's a director on Big Brother.
Oh, okay.
So he's what he's doing is he's pointing out technical flaws.
Right, I see.
So he's going, he's got his professional head on.
Right, that's fair enough.
What I'll say to you, Alex, is Alex was also there that night that I spent with Julie. He was there and all.
Oh, gosh.
What I'll also say about that, Alex, is I've not moved from this spot. The only thing I did at one point was pick my pen up and speak off mic, but deliberately.
Yeah.
Other than that, the clumping around and the chewing and the screwing up bits of paper and that has been my producer.
I knew
that's
my
producer. Not me.
I nearly just screwed everything up while doing that last interview. Myself.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Nat booked that last interview as well.
She booked him. I did it through somebody else here, but, you know, it's fine. Whatever. Josie.
Who's Josie?
Josie's here. She helps. She comes in on Thursday. She is excellent.
Is she?
Yes. She's one of my favourites.
All right.
Okay. Leave it. Oh, Alex Scott says bloody producers with a little winky face. I like him. Rob, who I think Rob was also, he had many different names on Twitter. Hello, he says kiss. I'm trying to think.
Hello. Lady Stardust.
Yes, that's it, Stardust. Okay. And then Ed has come back saying, Kai's laugh made him sound like a Scottish version of Beavis and Butthead, which was true, actually. It did. He did have a Beavis and Butthead laugh about it. So there we go. That's the tweet.
That's the tweet. That's what you've been saying to me.
I know,
last
you
two
do
hours.
Say, stop, you don't have to read out all the tweets. But I thought at least for the first show we'd try and read out
Please,
some tweets.
Can I read the tweets?
I'm not doing any more tweets anymore.
Please, can I read
Fine,
the tweets?
Fine, I'm not reading out any more tweets.
You should have saved them because we've got to pre-record next week's show.
Well, you can tweet in later if you wanted to.
For what reason?
I don't know. They could just say hello, couldn't they?
All right.
Because nothing on here would make sense in the next show.
All right. We're pre-recording again at
6 o'clock.
Six till eight, we're doing.
Can I just say Daniel Marshall says, glad to have you back and me back. Trixie has called me together. So Trixie, I'll go with Trixie.
All right. That's sorted.
So yeah, between 6 and 8 tonight we are pre-recording.
Well,
the show.
We're rounding up, aren't we? It's a finding your feet show.
Yeah, I think it's all
we've
right.
Had.
Let's rate it out of 10.
4.
I'm going to go 6.
No, 4.
Okay, fine, we'll go 4.
So 4, so that's not great. That's
no,
not a great
get better
start.
For our second
not
show.
Necessarily, because it's the same day, isn't it?
Oh, right. I think we will. I feel inspired.
I'm going to go with 4.
I'm going to go and have a burger.
For this show, and I think the next one needs to be
seven. It's going
to
be 7.
Like needs
good
to
guess.
Be.
Good guests. It's going to be 7.
Okay, well, we'll see.
Excellent guest. We'll okay, see. Well, Sarah Love is up next with the hip hop show.
With Colin. She's Sarah racing. And Colin are going to be coming in.
Yeah. He's Colin's on today.
That won't make any sense. Is Colin not here?
No, he's not.
Who's in with Sarah then?
It is Joker Star today, I believe, co-hosting the show.
Joe is a real name, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Colin's not here, he's in France, but Joe is here instead. So we're going to end the show. If you could all stand up, please.
I'm stood up.
That's it. You all up? Everybody up?
Yeah, I'm up.
Okay. Let's end the show in our customary way with some respect.
Okay.